much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Stay here with me. Get in on the ground floor of this thing.
Who knows? This could turn out to be a big hunk of bull.
But it'll be our hunk of bull.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Check it out. Yeah, I think y'all might like this.
When they got home, he went around to open the car door for his girlfriend, and there, hanging from the handle, a bloody hook.
Newsflash, we're screwed.
What is the monkey doing? Tell me what the monkey...
He ripped her face off!
Even I'm disturbed by this.
As far as I know, there's only two ways you can injure your neck. One is a car accident, the other's cunnilingus.
And now... And remember, ladies, one-night stands may be over by morning, but syphilis lasts a lifetime.
Our feature presentation.
That's good advice to get us started here on another all-new Kevin and Bean show, I think.
I guess that's true.
I won't ask Beer Mug how he's doing because I already know, and it's best if he doesn't talk today. How are you, Lisa May?
I am fine. I'm fine. I'm trying to overcome the Beer Mug negativity over there. It's just like his whole face is caved in.
Beer Mug's a downer. That's what
he
I
really
have to say about him.
He cannot shake it off. That's the thing.
He's in about a 10-year funk right now. He is he's driving a car into the ditch and he just can't get back out on the highway.
And it's all Mitt Romney's fault.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true.
Why, are you part of the 47%? What's going on? What do you mean? Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, Lisa, you get your choice with stories to start with today.
Okay.
You can either have man use dog to beat girlfriend.
Nope. You know I'm saying no.
Or you can, by the way, they both ended up being fine. Or you can use mom sues Walmart after employee ripped up her money.
Huh. Well, now I kind of want to go back to the dog if they're both fine.
It's your choice.
I want the dog.
You want the dog?
Yep.
Let's see if we can guess what state a story where the headline is Man Used Dog to Beat Girlfriend came from.
Florida?
Yay!
Sanford, Florida is the location of this. And correct me if I'm wrong, by the way. Isn't Sanford where the Trayvon Martin thing went down?
Oh, I don't know.
Doesn't that sound right, though? All right, he's been arrested for on allegations of beating his live-in girlfriend with her dog. Michael Wayne Jones, 42, arrested Thursday on charges of domestic battery by strangulation, criminal mischief, and animal cruelty. According to Sanford police, he got into a fight with his girlfriend. She attempted to drive away. So what does he do? He grabs her dog and starts swinging the animal in the air and then beat his girlfriend with the dog.
Whoa!
That is not good for anyone.
That's evil.
It is. It's totally evil.
I mean,
no bueno.
No bueno.
What kind of dog was it?
Let's see if it says here later on. Police said Jones then started choking his girlfriend before fleeing on a bike while carrying the dog.
Wow. Why? He was going to take that dog from her one way or another.
He's using the dog as a weapon, and then he escapes on a bike. And he's you know how hard it must be to ride a bike while holding a dog?
They've got it all. These people.
The woman who police said had red marks on her neck and the dog were not seriously injured. Jones was booked into jail. Once again, I need to know more about what's happening with these people.
It could not have been a big dog, right?
I wouldn't think
so. How big a dog could you be sweet? Well, yeah, and you can't get it on a bike.
Yeah, and I also would have to say this. Not that I in any way condone him going after his girlfriend here. Let her leave, but... there must be a million other things that would be more effective than a soft dog.
That's a good point.
It doesn't seem like a dog is an excellent choice as a weapon.
Plus, the dog didn't do anything.
No, of course not. The dog had no business being in any part of this at all. But
so, bad weapon and nice dog. Stop it.
Yeah, terrible story. Terrible
story. It is a terrible story. And I picked it.
I see. Yes, you could have gone with the Walmart with a lady ripping up $100 bills. And I see this mugshot with this guy. And I'm telling you, part of the problem is he's one of those guys who has barely any hair left on top and a giant ponytail like he thinks we don't notice he's bald.
Oh, okay. He's got a bike.
He's riding a bike. Exactly. He's 42 and he's riding his bike to try to catch his girlfriend in her car. This guy's a big loser.
She needs to just keep driving.
Yes, she should not return. So, anyway. All right, way to go, Lisa.
I'm sorry. I should have picked the money.
All right, let's talk about today's all-new Kevin and Bean show. What do you say?
That sounds really constructive.
We have Mark Cuban on the program today, who not only is the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, he's a billionaire, yes. And he's on a program called Shark Tank, which I fear that a lot of our listeners have not seen because it's on Friday nights, but man, is it great. This is a show where inventors come to a panel of five billionaires, essentially, or multi-hundred millionaires, and they say, look, I've got a great idea that I think we can all make money off of. You need to invest money in my company, and you can be a partner. And with their own money, they decide whether to invest in these companies or not. And there have been some phenomenal success stories. And it's so interesting to see them fight, working against each other to try to decide who's going to get in on this new invention.
And their ideas, some of them are just fascinating.
Some of them are crazy. Yeah. And like I said, there have been some tremendous success stories. And then sometimes somebody will show up and they'll go, well, you're just not ready yet. Or you haven't thought this through. Or I'm a better businessman than you are. You don't know what you're doing. But, man, it's the American dream in progress. And I love the show so much. So I'm very excited to have Mr. Cuban on the program today. Anyone watch the Dina Lohan interview?
No, I was counting on you.
Well, you've got me, and I've got highlights for you.
Excellent.
It was surreal. It was crazy.
She was really...
Well, she's Courtney Love
messed
now.
Up.
Yeah. Wow. It's like talking to Courtney Love now. So we got a highlight to that for you coming up next hour. Also, more tickets for you today to join us a week from today, Monday, at right here at K-Rock in the Red Bull Sound Space at K-Rock. You get to see Green Day up close and personal. They're going to be performing live, and Stryker is going to be interviewing them, and you can be part of the audience to see that in person. We got tickets you can win every hour this morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to talk about the extreme things you did to try to impress your significant other. Of course, we think of earlier in the year when little Justin Bieber rented out the Staples Center so that he and his girlfriend Selena Gomez could watch Titanic on the big screen. That's a perfect example of what's the biggest thing I can do to try to impress someone.
Yes.
So we want to hear what you've done that isn't lame. We got a Kevining update as the photos continue to pour in to KevinandBean.com. Jeff Ross on the program today talking about The Burn, which is a phenomenal show on Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm.
And also Fox and Friends got punked yesterday. And there's nothing funnier than seeing someone on live TV who's just there to annoy the people who are trying to interview them.
That sounds great.
It's hilarious. You'll love that.
Okay.
Plus, Ralph Garman's got the showbiz beat, and that's right after this on the world-famous K-Rock. Dog days are over on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KRQ, unless you happen to be Beer Mug, in which case the dog days exist for the rest of your life. 5:51, Ralph Garman is here. Time for our first look at the showbiz beat on a Tuesday. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning. Kevining is sweeping the nation. At least it is locally here in Los Angeles. So it wouldn't exactly be a nation, but it's sweeping the city.
Yes.
Well, we've seen pictures from all over the country, though, and actually from all over the world, now that I think about it.
Yeah, we've seen...
We have gotten Kevining photos from Asia and whatnot, Europe.
Celebrities have been Kevining. Tina Fey on the set of 30 Rock, along with her co-star Jack McBrayer, Jimmy Kimmel. Mm-hmm. Just it's become a phenomenon, and now it's starting to be covered as the phenomenon that it is. Local news is finally starting to realize that it's a story that needs to be told. The local morning news program here on KTLA, Channel 5.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, they do good work.
They just announced a very exciting development in the world of Kevining. Here's a little piece of audio.
Long story short, Kevin of Kevin and Bean, he was in the ArcLight's 10-year anniversary campaign. They asked for a picture. And the one they used of him, and it's on the K-Rock website, is him going like this.
Hey, Kevin.
So now he's asking people to what they now call Kevin, or Kevining is the act of doing it.
Right.
So on my Twitter page, at Chris KTLA, you will see our picture of us Kevining. So there you go.
That's good.
There is that.
There you go.
And there's that.
Thanks, Chris, from KTLA, for getting the entire morning team there at KTLA to Kevin for us. So it's on his Twitter page. We're going to put it up on our show.
I can't
wait
to see it.
Yes, so... Local news is starting to realize they have a homegrown phenomenon they need to start covering here, and KTLA is the wisest one there.
Thank you, KTLA.
KTLA weatherman Harry DiCarlo. Harry, of course, was also there, and he was participating as well. So we appreciate that. All right, let's get to the showbiz news.
Okay,
zombies.
Yes.
Diamonds, zombies. A California security firm is offering training next month in San Diego, part of a 5-day San Diego summit featuring 1,000 military, government, and law enforcement personnel. They're offering a training course on counterterrorism, regarding rebelling a zombie attack. They'll use a 44-acre training site to discuss terrorist scenarios from Mideast bombers to zombies.
Wow.
The zombie apocalypse training. They are going to see stuff go down, promises the president of the security firm. Zombies.
Hey, thank God somebody's taking this seriously. The last thing you want to be is caught off guard when the zombies attack.
Zombies don't exist.
You don't know,
I was driving down the street the other day, and this guy was trying to cross through traffic, and he was really dirty, and he had a bad leg. And for 1 second, I went, oh, my God, it's begun.
Really? Did you?
Yes. I swear to God. The way he was walking,
there looks
I was
a
like,
drunk and crippled bum.
Nope. I thought, zombie.
Well, you're a mental case. This is apparently...
I'm with Lisa, by the way.
This is apparently 100%. A little bit of comedy in this big counterterrorism summit they do yearly. Apparently, this firm does it. But this year, they decided to have some fun, so they're adding the zombie twist just to give the people who participate a little bit of extra fun. But... I thought Kevin was on vacation. There he is. Here's the thing. Here's a little reverse sexism, if you ask me.
Okay.
No one did. But it's an interesting point of view. A lot of people are complaining that Heidi Klum isn't getting nearly the flack as a celebrity who ran off with one of her security team, basically her family's babysitter, that men have done in the past when they had affairs with their household staff.
Well, I think that we're giving her a little bit of a pass because her timeline is possible that she didn't start dating this man until after she and Seal had separated.
Sure,
it doesn't appear to have been an affair.
I got you. You believe in zombies, but you don't believe Heidi was banging the security guy while she was married to Seal.
That is correct.
Whew, you really do live in Candyland. Ethan Hawke famously had an affair with his kid's nanny. Now they have two kids together. Schwarzenegger, of course, knocked up his maid.
Well, and that is part of it, is that they also impregnated these people. That's how it was discovered, wasn't it?
Robin Williams didn't until after the marriage was over.
Okay.
He ended up with his kid's nanny. Jude Law famously ended up with his kid's nanny. So nannies seem to be the way to go for the gentlemen. For the ladies, it tends to be the security and bodyguards. Kate Goslin was rumored to have an affair with her bodyguard while she was doing that show, and now Heidi Klum. With her bodyguard, but everyone's saying, it's okay if a hot chick ends it up with the bodyguard, but what about when the guy's doing it?
Imagine how difficult it must be to get a job as a nanny if you're attractive. Imagine how hard it must be. Imagine how many wives say no to hiring you as a nanny.
But imagine how many husbands say yes.
Well, there's that, but how much does the husband have to do with
it? I don't know. Apparently, there's some attractive nannies out there.
Jude Law and Robin Williams. I guess If you're a star, it's easier to push your opinion through versus a regular guy. Amanda Bynes is telling everyone who will listen she's just fine. Please. Enough.
Really?
She says she doesn't even smoke marijuana. Yeah, she told us she didn't even drink, too, remember?
Yeah.
She's having a lot of trouble lately. On Friday, she faces a court date about the two separate counts of hit and run that she's been charged with. And there was a rumor yesterday from the New York Daily News that Amanda was headed into rehab prior to her court appearance in Friday, which seems now to be the standard defense mechanism when you're going into court. You want to show good faith that you're trying to clean up your act, so your lawyer will send you into rehab. But that hasn't happened, at least not yet. So we'll have to wait and see. But she's telling all of her friends and co-workers that everything's fine. She's completely... sane. There's no declining mental state. She doesn't need help.
She's just a horrific driver.
Smoke marijuana. Yeah. So what was in the pipe then, Amanda? That's what we'd like an answer to.
And by the way, the I was on the way to rehab anyway. Is just like I know I robbed that bank, but seriously, I was planning on giving the money back before the police arrested me.
Yeah. And then you're throwing the money out the back seat. And while we're talking about bad behavior, Shaun White. The Flying Tomato.
Yeah.
He had a little bit too much fun in Music City this weekend. He was in Nashville over the weekend, popped for public intoxication and vandalism after allegedly trashing his hotel suite. Word is, Sean tried to evade the authorities, set off several fire alarms on his way out, and then got a free ride to the hospital after cutting his head trying to make a run for it when the cops showed up. That's not good.
Yeah.
What happened to just getting loaded and passing out? Doesn't anybody do that anymore? Anybody gets behind
it's
the wheel
enough.
They trash their beer mug raising his hand. That's what he does. So good for you, beer mug. That's the old school way.
Let's take a look. By a plant.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor and comedian Jason Sudeikis. one of the funny men from Saturday Night Live, the movie Hall Pass, of course, other projects you've seen him in. He's 37 years old. James Marsden, Cyclops from the X-Men movies, 39 years old. Cyclist Lance Armstrong turns 41, as does Jada Pinkett Smith, actress and wife of Will. Aisha Tyler, one of Bean's favorites, actress and comedian. She's one of the voices on Archer, one of my favorite shows. You can see her on The Talk on CBS in the morning. She's 42. Holly Robinson Peete from Hanging with Mr. Cooper and Celebrity Apprentice. She's 48 years old. That's a good-looking 48 right there, Holly Robinson Peete. James Gandolfini, Tony Soprano himself, turns 51 today.
It's a bad-looking 51.
I know.
He's a rough-looking 51. But he's a character actor. That's the beauty of being a character actor. You can just get fat and sloppy and bald and just work your ass off. He'll never stop working, Gandolfini.
Yep.
And Fred Willard is 73 years old today. I can only imagine how Fred's going to celebrate today, but I am staying out of the Tiki Theater, I'll tell you that much. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, we're waiting for Mr. Cuban. Dave, what's going on? What are you hearing from Mark?
They're wrapping him up in the... Oh, here he is.
Huh? Okay, then.
This Shark Tank. Let me tell you something about this Shark Tank. I don't know if you guys are watching this show, but it is not the type of show that I thought I would like, but it is fascinating because Mark is one of the, you know, billionaire potential investors for these products that walk through the door, and he's investing his own money in these products. Guys come in and they pitch him, and you look at a guy like Mark Cuban and you got to figure, you know, he's the guy that owns HDNet, he's the guy who owns the Dallas Mavericks, Landmark Theaters, a bunch of other stuff. Imagine how often a guy like Mark Cuban gets hit up for money.
Oh yeah, all the time, for sure.
I mean, yeah, every single person that comes across him thinks, oh, this dude's got all the money to make my dreams come true. I'm going to pitch him on my idea. And, you know, it's got to be tough to know which – I mean, he's got tremendous business instincts, so he knows which way to go. But that's what this whole show is all about is, you know, the American dream. Guys walking through the door saying, I got this plan. Will somebody please give me some money for it? And it's so fascinating to watch the wheels turning in their head as they start to think about how great is this product? How great is their business plan? How can I make money off of it? It's a great show. It's called Shark Tank. It airs Friday nights at 8 on ABC, and we couldn't be more delighted to welcome Mr. Cuban back to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Mark, how are you?
What's up, Bean? How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Was just talking up the show. I can't believe how great it is, and I think it's much to ABC's surprise that every week it goes up in the ratings. It's actually turning into a big TV hit, too.
It's crazy. Like, when I first guest starred on the show 3 years ago, I thought, you know, this is a business show. It'll be fun for me to do, but it's not going to last. And then, boom, it has just exploded. This past Friday, we were the number one show on Friday night. I mean, it was higher than our premiere last year. It just, like you said, the numbers just keep on going up. And in television now, that's shocking.
No, it's really hard to find shows that are going in the right direction and shows that everybody can watch. I mean, I can't think of an age group that isn't fascinated by this because it's probably the most real of any of the reality shows on in that there's nothing going on except what you see on the screen. It's not being in any way manipulated behind the scenes. It's you guys playing against each other because I feel like not only are you looking for a way to make money off the inventions that walk in the door, but you're looking to burn the other people on the panel, right? You want to show them up.
Yes. You know, it's crazy because the show, what they're telling us is the show is the number one show on all of television, not just Friday night, that are watched by families together, which is really cool when you think about it. And it's crazy how often I've got, like, high school kids. Like, I'll go to speak to high schools, and you're thinking they're going to ask me about basketball, and they want to talk Shark Tank. And so, you know, it's cool to hear, but you're right. It's completely real. The money we invest is our money. When I invest in a company, it's my check that I write, and then I work with them to help build their businesses. You know, I'm trying to help them get more profitable or become profitable to create jobs. I mean, it makes me feel good that I can contribute to these companies and help them continue to grow.
Which one that you've invested in the seasons previous, Mark, has been the most successful for you, the one that really has worked out the way you hoped it would?
There's one called it's called Tower Paddle, and it's a stand-up paddleboard company. So if you go to towerpaddleboard.com, it's right there. When I invested, it was just this really geeky guy who was into stand-up paddleboarding, and he was doing $18,000 a month, and this was last season. Now he just told me he passed $2 million for the year and is doing more than $200,000 a month already, and he's just killing it. And so, and out in L.A., you guys know what stand-up paddleboard is.
Oh, yeah, it's really taken off.
Oh, it's just exploding. It's great exercise. And then there's another company. It's really cool. It's these two kids from Utah, and they're in college. And so to help them meet girls, right, they took the old concept of lip balm and they took, rather than just, you know, regular lip balm, they created flavors that they packaged together. So there'd be strawberry and banana or, you know, they picked two flavors. And then what they did was they used their chemistry background to add a little spark so that when you kiss, so if Lisa had strawberry and Bean had banana and you guys kissed, there'd be a little spark.
No kidding. That's so really funny.
All their college, yeah, it's a great idea. And they took them around to all their college parties. And they'd use it to, you know, to pick up girls.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, and so now come Christmas, it's going to be in every convenience store, every drug store, every grocery store, and you know, for Valentine's Day, it's going to be even bigger.
It's so weird because, I mean, you're just guessing. A lot of times, these people are walking in off the street with a, you know, you don't have any kind of prior knowledge of what they're going to pitch, right, Mark? Okay, so
when
you really
walk in the door, they'll say. All they'll tell us is, this is Lisa or this is Dean. That's
wow.
All
and then you see the presentation and you've got to decide so many things. You've got so many things working through your head at the same time. Like, is this a viable business? Do they have enough plan? Do I trust in this person? Is this person smart enough to see it through? You know, is this going to be the type of thing that's going to catch the public's imagination? Because there are a lot of things you look at and you go, hey, that's a good idea. And then it just, for whatever reason, it didn't go anywhere. I mean, it's such a crapshoot, and that's what's so fascinating about it. I mean, the biography of last week from one of the previous seasons, that guy who invented that little thing that you put your eyeglasses on the outside of your shirt.
Yeah, right.
The world's simplest idea. He walks in, he says, here's what I'm doing. I'm making them by hand in my garage. And the next thing you know, the guy's got a factory, you know, with people making hundreds of thousands of them.
Dollars worth. Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, that's the cool thing. Each of the sharks has their own area of expertise. Like, you know, the guy with the eyeglass holder worked with Lori Grenier, and she's on QVC, and so she knows what sells on QVC. You know, I've got areas where I'll know what sells online in particular, or what will sell to consumers in retail. And so we all try to, you know, we all know what kind of questions we think are important just through our own business experiences. And so, you know, it's fascinating. And the other thing that most people don't know is, On when it airs on TV, they'll cut it down to 5 minutes, and they'll show the little preview video another few minutes. So each pitch, each entrepreneur gets about 8 to 10 minutes. But in reality, you talk about it being real, the pitches in the Shark Tank will go on for as long as 2.5 hours.
Whoa. No way.
Yeah, we just crushed them, and each other for that matter. For the longest one was 2.5 hours, and it gets brutal.
I bet it
gets really, really intense, and they do a good job of editing it down. But it's a fun show. It's all real. There's nothing fake. There's no part of it is it set up for TV, because when it's all said and done, we've got to invest our real money, and so you don't want to. And it's, you know what, the other thing is, it's not only just money; it's also time and people's dreams. You know, when you walk into the Shark Tank with your business, this is your American dream. This is your future on the line.
Yep.
And I, as an entrepreneur myself and as an investor, I've got to respect that. And so you can't just, you know, put on a show for television. You've got to say, okay, if I'm going to invest in this person's life, I've got to take this very seriously, because they put everything at stake. And I've been in that person's shoes. And so we all take it very, very seriously.
Well, you guys are doing a great job. It really is such a delight to watch. ABC's Shark Tank airs Friday nights at 8 on ABC. The website, by the way, abc.com/sharktank might be a good place to go if you've got a great invention and you want to apply to be on the show, too. That way, maybe Mr. Cuban can invest in you and turn you into a millionaire, too. Mark, always great to have you on, man. Thank you so much for the time.
I really appreciate you guys always having me on. Thanks so much, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It's the world-famous K-Rock at 106.7 KROQ. Tuesday morning, Kevin and Bean Show. Jeffrey Ross on the program later on today. Also, we got more tickets for you to join us in the Red Bull Soundspace at K-Rock to see Green Day, just like Mike Dorman from North Hollywood just won his tickets for this hour. And a Kevining update, too, as Kevining continues to be the trend that takes over the world. Dina Lohan, who is Lindsay Lohan's mom. And by the way, they have four kids in that family, Lisa, but you only ever hear about Lindsay because she's the moneymaker, potentially, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she seems to be the only one that Michael and Dina, her parents or estranged parents, ever seem to fight over.
Right.
She was on with Dr. Phil in an interview that was taped a few days ago, aired yesterday. You listen to some of this and tell me what's going on with Dina. Is she crazy? Is she drunk? What's happening? Here's about how most of the interview went. I could have really just dropped the needle at any point in this interview and you would have gotten a similar idea. But listen to this.
Are we rolling? Can I ask you some questions and you answer them honestly?
Yes.
Is that a place to start? Let me just ask you some questions.
That would be operative.
And then you answer them.
Organically, yes, I will be honest.
Not in television speak.
So basically it would be operative and she will answer them organically. I don't even know what language she's trying to speak here.
Why is she doing the interview? What is this?
I assume she got paid for it. That's my guess. I can't imagine any other reason she would want to. But yeah. Dr. Phil, as you'll notice, is going to be pretty hard on her.
But just answer them honestly.
Okay. So I'll sit closer. So we're friends. Nice shoes. Like them, by the way.
Yeah. Am I right if I tell you that it's just like interviewing Courtney Love?
Yeah. Totally.
Nice shoes.
So being weird.
Well, we're not here talking about my shoes.
Am I the toughest guest around? No. Can we pound that? Oh, no. Okay.
But I'll tell you what you are. You spent more time talking about cameras, are we rolling, lights, sound, the television aspects of this, than anybody I've ever talked to. But we're not here about your business. We're here about your life. And you keep saying, is that on? Are we rolling?
That's a normal situation.
You see that red light over there? This guy got
it.
These guys that are aiming those at you, of course they're on.
Lovely.
You know they're on. Dina, that's just a dodge.
So that's about how the interview went. And by the way, I don't know what's with the creepy horror music that's coming up behind it. But it does sound like the people under the stairs are going to jump out of the set at any moment. But we wanted to find out more about what went down in this interview with Dina Lohan. And we have the great Dr. Phil joining us on the phone right now. Hey, Doc.
Morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Well, we're fine. It was very uncomfortable television yesterday on your show.
I'll tell you, it was uncomfortable to be there in person as well.
Yeah. What's your diagnosis in the few minutes that you spent with Miss Lohan? What's going on with her?
Well, I think you could tell by her behavior there that you can put the squirrel on the keyboard, but it doesn't mean it's going to play chopsticks.
I don't know what that
I had
means
to look at
exactly.
In that way, do you think, as her ex-husband said later in the program, that maybe Dina had been drinking before she sat down with you?
Well, I couldn't tell for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I know if you open up Venetian blinds, it doesn't mean you're in Italy.
All right, I'm going to have to send that one up to the lab. And
that's what I'm saying.
All right. Do you mind if I play a little bit more from the interview?
No, it'd be great.
Okay.
And you said, I want to come on and want people to really know me. And what you have done is distinguished yourself in the negative. You have come on here and been phony and inauthentic with these deflections and dodges, and that doesn't help. That doesn't help.
Truth will prevail.
So what does that mean? Truth will prevail.
All right, here's the most awkward silence of them all.
You have to ask me.
I did. That was a question. What does it mean the truth will prevail? If we don't hear the truth.
What is your game plan?
I had one rule, and that is that we'll just be honest. We ask a question, I get an honest answer. And if I don't get an honest answer, we're through talking.
It did seem like about five different times, Dr. Phil, you were ready to just throw her out of the studio. You had had enough.
Well, because she wasn't living by the rule, which was we were going to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't make me drive a Hot Wheel and then tell me I'm a giant.
Okay. I don't know what that means. I don't know what you're trying to tell us, Dr. Phil.
Well, you can't scoop hot water with a tuning fork.
No?
That is true.
No, I guess you do. Do you sense that she cares about her daughter, Lindsay Lohan, as a daughter, or just she sees her as the end to make money?
Well, I think somewhere deep inside, of course, she does have motherly feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out, if you're making a house full of sawdust, then you don't invite the termite neighbors over for potluck.
What's happening? What's going on right now, Dr. Phil?
She confuses me. He confuses me. Is it me?
I don't think I understand anything either one of you were saying anymore.
If you're at a block party, you don't drive the unicycle to the pie wagon.
Okay, I will make a note not to do that.
All right, thank you there.
Your final conclusion then on Dina Lohan after sitting down with her for an exclusive one-on-one interview.
Well, it's obvious to me that if you are cleaning a plate glass window on one side, you don't bring out the pooper scooper.
All right. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it from Dr. Phil himself. You like the Weezer? I'm going to get the Weezer.
Like the Weezer.
Get the Weezer. Hey, party people. Welcome into the Kevin and Bean Show here on the world-famous K-Rock. Fox and Friends has a morning show, and they got punked yesterday. They had a guy who was clowning around, just wasting network time, and you're going to love it, and it's so funny. And it's going to make the Dina Lohan, Dr. Phil interview sound coherent. That's coming up right after the top of the hour here on KROQ. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Before I get to the beat, how about some ticks? That's what the kids call them these days.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got tickets to the very special advanced screening of Looper.
Yay!
Happens on the Sony Pictures Studios lot Thursday, September the 27th. You'll actually go to the studio itself to watch a very special pre-release screening of Looper. It's in theaters everywhere on Friday, September the 28th. But on the 27th, we're going to be inviting some of our folks to go check it out over at Sony. If you haven't heard about this film, you don't know what you're missing. I guess that goes without saying. If you haven't heard about it, you don't know what you're missing, right? But this is going to be awesome. I've been so excited about this film. Joseph Gordon-Levitt stars as an assassin who lives in the year 2072. When the mob wants to get rid of someone, they send them 30 years in the past.
Nice.
So he's actually in 2042. And they show up, and an assassin, like Joseph Gordon-Levitt, has to kill that person and dispose of the body. That makes murder possible in the future, you see. The mob's using time travel. What happens when his usefulness is over, though, and they decide to get rid of Joseph Gordon-Levitt? Well, they send the future him back in the past to be killed by the present-day him.
My head is spinning. Now.
Bruce Willis plays older Joseph Gordon-Levitt, or Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays younger Bruce Willis. Emily Blunt, Paul Dano, Piper Perabo, Jeff Daniels as the mob boss. What an amazing cast. I cannot wait to see Looper if you feel like I do. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First three callers who get through with that number will get a pair of passes to the advanced screening of Looper.
Mitt Romney says no.
Well, you're not invited, Mitt. How about that? How do you like me now? I heard you talking to LaQuisha earlier this morning about Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Bean.
Yeah.
Tragic news for all of us. It wrapped up its seventh season on Sunday night with its highest rating ever.
So, of course, it's coming back.
3.6 million total viewers. That is a season high for the series. It is among the most 25 most watched telecasts on the E! Network ever.
No!
No, no. 1,000 times no.
Yes, yes. 1,000 times yes. So now next we have to look forward to Courtney and Kim take Miami.
Oh, that's back.
That's back.
Also. Yeah.
So no!
Who's taking New York? Is anyone taking New York
anymore? New York has already been taken.
Yeah, they took
it. I see.
They took New York, and now they're going to take Miami. And during the episode, too, Chloe gets on the phone and goes, "Oh, guys, I'm looking at our new store here in Los Angeles, and I don't like the way our old store looks in Miami. We need to change stores, I think, there. We should move the location." Okay, Chloe, that's what we'll do. It's like a total setup for Kim and Courtney take over Miami as they move the location of their Dash store there. So.
First of all, no! No! No!
I'm sorry. I apologize. Here's some music news. I can't wait to see who's entered into America's Pop Music Hall of Fame. Does that sound like a total BS place to you? Well, that's because they just invented it.
It sounds like the American Music Awards. How can we make up a thing that we can put on TV?
They have started the America's Pop Music Hall of Fame in Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania. It's in a cafe there near Pittsburgh. And they've announced they're going to start inducting people into America's Pop Music Hall of Fame.
Is this supposed to
please
be some
come to Cannonsburg?
Of,
please come to Cannonsburg. Please,
some
we're,
sort of
we're dying.
To the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is so that Casey and the Sunshine Band have some place to go to.
That's right, Bean. Yes, it is. It's sad. Look, I know times are tough, people. You can't just invent a Hall of Fame in your hometown and tell people to come there. Here's the thing. Shocking. So far, the nominees are the Beatles, Elvis Presley, and Frank Sinatra.
Wow.
They are really taking some chances here. Why in Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania, you might ask?
Yes.
Why in Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania, Ralph?
I'm glad you asked, Bean. They call themselves the small town music capital of the world because they are the birthplace of Perry Como and Bobby Vinton. So please enjoy.
Must be two so names, proud.
Two names that mean nothing to our listeners right now.
Please enjoy the America's Pop Music Hall of Fame.org.
Is anybody buying this polished turd?
Let's talk about music that matters. Soundgarden has released a title and release date for their reunion album. It's the band's first full-length effort of all new material since 1996.
Wow.
I didn't know it had been that long. It is called King Animal, and you'll be able to grab it on November the 13th. The first single, Been Away Too Long, aptly named, hits digital download stores on September the 27th, so you can check it out then. It's good stuff. Reese Witherspoon is selling her house. She's put her Ojai, California ranch up for sale. If you're interested, the property has 7 acres of space, 4 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms, a pool, stables, and a carriage house.
Sounds nice.
You want it?
How much?
How much?
Pocket change. $10 million. You pay $10 million, it's yours.
Wow.
Here's the thing.
Money for a house.
But this place has a history, Bean. It's the place where Robert Pattinson hid out after Kristen Stewart cheated on him.
Really?
Oh. Yes. He ran to his buddy Reese and hung out there and lived at their house for a while he was licking his wounds, amongst other things. So you can live in a place where Robert Pattinson stayed. Come on. $10 million? Seems cheap now, doesn't it?
Bargain.
Yes.
So it's a modern-day Trail of Tears, basically.
That's right. That's what it is. And The Voice, which arguably, I think, right now is the most popular of all these singing-oriented competition shows. Don't you believe
it? I totally agree. I think it's the one that kind of repurposed the other ones.
Yeah.
The other shows on the air, all of a sudden, they just don't look so spiffy because The Voice is doing everything right.
Yeah, and everyone's chasing after them. They're trying to be more like them. Well, they've got their own problems now. Christina Aguilera and CeeLo Green have just announced they are pulling out of this winter's season 4 due to time commitments. She's releasing an album and going on tour. He's working on 2 albums and a comedy series, a sitcom on NBC based on his life. So they're going to bow out. They won't be slapping those buttons for season 4. What's The Voice going to do? Oh, well, they'll just bring in Shakira and Usher. How about that?
Yeah. All right.
That's star power.
That is star power. Blake Shelton and Adam Levine will be returning, so...
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling will not be one of the judges, I'm sorry to say. Today's celebrity birthdays. Fred Willard is 73 years old today. James Gandolfini celebrates his 51st birthday. Holly Robinson Peete from Hanging with Mr. Cooper, 48 years old. Aisha Tyler. She's one of the voices on Archer. She was on Ghost Whisperer. Can be seen now on The Talk on CBS. She's 42. Jada Pinkett Smith is 41, as is cyclist Lance Armstrong. James Marsden from the X-Men movies is 39. And Jason Sudeikis, actor and comedian from Saturday Night Live, turns 37 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You're listening to the world-famous K-Rock here on a Tuesday. By the way, speaking of The Offspring, please go to kevinandbean.com or at the top of krock.com and check out the latest gallery of Kevining photos, the dance sensation that is sweeping the nation. Noodles from The Offspring, I think, is my favorite photo of all the Kevining pictures.
It's pretty awesome.
He is on stage playing guitar and taking a pause to Kevin with about, I don't know, a million people behind him at an Offspring concert. It's just awesome.
And thanks to the folks at KTLA this morning. Their morning news team also Kevined and posted up that this morning as well, so we appreciate that.
Good stuff. All right. Little station business here. Green Day is going to be in the building 1 week from today in the Red Bull Sound Space at K-Rock. If you want to be there, we're going to play the Kevin and Bean title fight. Green Day fans, call now. 1-800-520-1067. That game is on the air in about 10 minutes. Fox and Friends is the morning show that's on the Fox News Network. Ralph, I don't know if you probably haven't seen it much because, like me, you're busy at this time of day.
I see clips. John Stewart likes to visit with them from time to time and show some clips of theirs.
Gretchen Carlson is one of the anchors there. She is a former Miss America, former Miss Minnesota as well. Yeah. And she had a young man on the other day, a couple of days ago, who I guess they brought in to reinforce their storyline that lots of young people who voted for President Obama in 2008 are now disappointed with the president, are turning their backs, and now are going to vote for Mitt Romney.
Right.
I don't know that there was a great deal of vetting going on of this particular guy because his story falls apart pretty quickly, and it makes you wonder why he's even on the air. But here's how the interview began on Fox and Friends.
Ryan, the unemployment rate for that age group, the young people, is double that of the national average, leaving many voters under the age of 24 living at home with mom and dad. So will that swing former Obama supporters, the young people, to the Romney-Ryan ticket? Joining me now is a recent college grad, Max Rice. He voted for President Obama. So. Now he's unemployed and just moved out of his parents' home. Good morning to you, Max.
I love sup, by the way.
The first thing he says is
sup. Sup. All right, let's see what he's got.
Hello, Miss USA. It's an honor.
Miss America.
I wish I could see you.
But close enough.
Miss America. This universe, in my book.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
So it's already kind of awkward here, right?
He's already starting to anchor change.
By the way, he's not saying Miss USA as if it's a compliment. I mean, he's clearly just clowning
Miss
her.
Miss USA.
You know? Apparently, he had a friend who knew somebody who was working at Fox, and they put out the word, and they said, hey, they're looking for people for this story. And he thought it would be funny to go on and pretend to be that guy.
That's funny.
In a way, he's making a statement. He's making fun of them for not doing any kind of vetting before they put somebody on the air, but it gets worse.
Now tell me your story. You believed in the hope and change of President Obama, and so you voted for him, and tell me about the next three and a half years.
I was a huge Obama supporter in 2008. I met him in third grade.
Now, does the math work on that?
Nope.
Nope.
In third grade, long before he was a senator and any kind of public service, right? So poor Gretchen Carlson, and I do feel bad for her at this point because she's just talking to this clown that they set up on the TV. Yeah, but she's just staring at him now, wondering what to do with the next 2 minutes of time.
Yeah, met him when I was little.
Okay, and why now are you supporting Mitt Romney?
What's your question?
Why now are you supporting Mitt Romney?
Why am I supporting Mitt Romney? It's actually a funny story. I lost a basketball game to a friend of mine. Alex Dern, who's a huge supporter of the show.
Now, at what point, Ralph, if you're the host, do you just cut bait?
I think third grade. I think I'm out of third grade. She's gone longer than I would have gone.
I love that I lost a basketball game. That's why I'm voting for Mitt Romney.
Mitt on a bet, basically.
Right, because it does. You'd think the interviewer would say, explain or why? Because it's clearly the opposite of what her producers told her was going to be happening. Yeah. But she hangs on in there. She does not give up.
Okay, so it sounds like you're not being very serious.
I'm also disappointed in the direction that Obama's taking this nation. But I will be casting my ballot for Mitt Romney.
Okay. True that you had to go back and live with your parents after you graduated from college?
Oh, yeah. After I went to college for a bit, I had to go back and live with my parents this summer. I'm back on my own. Independent. I'm on national TV. I feel like I'm doing good. It's an honor.
I'm on national TV. What?
Okay. Well, are you being serious about this interview or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't see your face right now. This is so weird.
All right. Well, actually, we're going to wrap this up now because I'm not so sure that you're actually totally serious about...
Wait. Why not?
I love that he's holding her hostage at this point. He's keeping her on the TV. I can't see your face right now. It's so weird.
Yeah, I'm not sure that you're ready for prime time yet with this interview.
I'm not ready for prime time? Wait, I've been...
All right. We're going to give Max another chance, maybe when he's ready to do the interview. In the meantime, coming up on Fox and Friends, gas prices.
See,
up
that would never happen to Will McAvoy on ACN.
No, I would not.
Not allow that dude on the air.
I don't think, sir, you understand the questions that I'm asking you.
He'd be all over Max's ass. Still, I don't know. I guess if his point was to say news organizations will put anybody on without any kind of proper vetting, and because
you're giving this guy way too much credit. What's the point? He wasn't.
What do you think? Why was the message then?
He was just, hey, I'm a television dude. Look at me, third grade basketball game. Hey, Doug. Hey, are you watching me? He's a frat boy who's half in the bag. Who's just saying, look at me, I'm on television. There's no message behind this.
Yeah, so he's taking an important look at journalism, and they don't vet properly the guests that they put on their morning radio programs.
Turns out, by the way, he didn't even vote for President Obama.
He never voted in his life for anything. The only thing he voted for was to get another 12-pack.
You're listening to the world-famous K-Rock at 106.7 KROQ. We are all excited about Green Day being here at K-Rock at the Red Bull Sound Space at K-Rock. On Monday, you're going to be able to watch the live webcast through krock.com this Monday, September 24th at 3 o'clock. You also can buy their new album the next day, Tuesday, September 25th. And we are giving away tickets right now with a little game we like to call the Kevin and Bean Title Fight.
Presenting Kevin and Bean's Title Fight. Two people enter the ring. Only one leaves with the tickets. Let's get ready to go to a concert.
So, Dave and Lisa, you guys are going to be playing the title fight. Where are we in this this longtime matchup between you two foes?
I think it's 50-1 me.
I think Dave won the last one, and I won the 100 before that.
So we got to start keeping track, I guess. So the way the game is played is, it's like the old match. Is it a match game and $25,000 pyramid? Which game show is this a ripoff of?
One of those.
Password or something like that.
It's one of those shows. Well, they're going to be trying to describe the words in a Green Day song title without using any of the major words in that title. You're going to have to identify what Green Day song they are talking about based on the clues that they are giving you. I think we have 45 seconds on the clock, and you're going to try to name 5 Green Day songs each. If you get the most, you win. You're the one who gets to come to the Red Bull Sound Space at K-Rock. Let's meet contestant number 1. This is going to be Lauren, who is a student at USC. Go Trojans. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, everybody. Hello, Lisa May.
Hello, Lauren.
Nice.
Hey.
Have you heard the title fight before, Lauren?
Yes, I have, and I really hope I do not get Dave.
Oh! Well, the beautiful thing is we're going to make you go first, but we are going to give you your choice, so it sounds like you want Lisa to be your partner here.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Great. I'm going to be Stanford here.
Lisa's going to be your partner. 45 seconds on the clock. And again, because people always forget this, if you are just flummoxed, if you're just lost, if you have no idea what your partner is trying to tell you, go ahead and pass. And then if there's any time left on the clock, you can go back at the end and pick it up. But you're trying to get as many of these five Green Day song titles as you can. You ready to play?
Stanford.
Yes.
All right. Good luck. Here we go. You and Lisa.
All right. This is like if you have a bike and you have this thing on the front and you put stuff into it.
Aftercase.
When you get to go away on a vacation or it's a day off that you don't normally get.
Like a holiday.
Uh-huh. When you're out on the street, you got your thumb out because you want someone to pick you up. What are you doing?
Hitchhiking.
Right. Shorten the first word.
Hitch.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hitch and a ride.
Uh-huh. This is, your heart is just filled with it. It's the feelings you have for somebody else. You're so in.
Oh, love.
This is not a short picture, but you're taking.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, all five. Wow. Like
Lauren,
it was nothing.
You're awesome.
Thank
Lauren.
You. Your guest is awesome.
Oh,
actually,
my God.
Lisa is very, very good at this game. You got all five with about 3 seconds left on the clock. So if your competitor gets all five, we'll see if he does it in a faster time and find out who wins. And I think you're going to be going up against Albert on line four, who really has his work cut out for him. Hey, Albert, how you doing, man?
I'm all right, Bean. How you doing?
Well, there's nothing but bad news for you, my friend, because not only Lisa and Lauren put five on the board, you also have Dave as your partner, which is pretty much like betting on the Mets to win the World Series. But we're going to wish you a good luck
anyway,
okay?
We're the Cardinals,
okay?
Man.
No worries, we got it.
All right, good luck to you, my friend.
All right, this is in your head. Yep. When we say goodbye, but we also say, like, if you hate someone, it's...
You're dead.
If, no, someone. You want someone out of your life, and they leave. It's like you
say. Someone out of your life.
Yep. This is like a place like Hawaii. We refer to it as.
Welcome to paradise.
Yep. Canada probably thinks we're.
American idiot.
Yep. And not he. Oh.
She.
Yep.
That was all five, and it seemed like almost exactly the same amount of time.
Now, hold on. I don't want to bring up any controversy, but aren't you not allowed to say a word in the song title, which Dave did?
You're not allowed
did?
To say a major word in the song title. Which one did he do?
Good riddance. He said, it's like goodbye.
No, but goodbye is a word.
Oh,
it's not the word good.
Okay, right.
It's the word goodbye. Okay. I caught that, too.
So the time is now that...
Well, that was with 14 seconds remaining. So
you cut me off, dude. I was going to do the sixth one, but...
Well,
I
went,
woo!
We're doing the five. The tiebreaker is in the event that somebody screws up. All right. So what was the time on each competitor that was left on the clock at the out of the 45 seconds?
3 seconds left with Lauren and Albert had 14.
Yeah. Are you?
Oh,
serious?
I'm sorry, Lauren.
Yeah.
That's not
guess
right.
Guess who's not going to Green Day?
No.
It sounds to be like Albert is our winner, though.
Unbelievable.
High five, Albert.
I'm so sorry.
Yes, you are sorry, Lisa. So are you, Lauren.
Unbelievable contestants.
You guys are
seriously.
Great.
You're sorry as Matt Barkley in Stanford.
Live in the Red Bull Sound Space at K-Rock this Monday. Plus, we're going to give you a copy of Green Day's new album, Uno. Lauren, I am so sorry for your loss, my dear, but we are giving away tickets every hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show, so keep on listening. Thanks for playing Kevin and Bean's Title Fight.
Thanks for playing Kevin and Bean's Title Fight.
Oh, yeah!
Icelands of Monsters and Men here on the world-famous K-Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ. Kevin and Bean Show, 736. Our friend Jeffrey Ross is going to be joining us from The Burn coming up later on today. Ralph did a story yesterday in the Showbiz Beat that I thought was hilarious about a guy who is trying to – he's got a hot dog cart.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided he was going to name it Frank's Paz Anatra.
Oh, yeah.
Frank's Anatra. Now – Anatra is not a real thing.
Not as far as I know.
It's not a word. It doesn't mean anything. And he was trying to trademark it. And the United States Trademark Office said, no, clearly you're just trying to bite on the legacy of the late great entertainer Frank Sinatra. He argued that Anatra means duck in Italian. That doesn't make any sense. Then he said, no, Anatra is actually a country. It's an independent island nation that's all about hot dogs. And it just none of it made any sense. I mean, you just can't name something after a celebrity and expect to get away with it if you're not paying that celebrity, or in this case, the celebrity's estate, any of the money, right?
Right.
You can't do that. So we wanted to find out what the chairman of the board thought about it, so we asked producer Dave if he could fire up the hotline to heaven for us, and I believe if we're lucky, we'll get a chance to talk to the great Frank Sinatra. Look at that.
play among the stars.
Frank, right there waiting by the phone. Oh, old yeah. Blue Eyes on the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, Mr. Sinatra?
Who the hell's this?
This is your old friends, Kevin and Bean. Remember, we used to talk to you quite a bit when you were alive, sir.
It's not ringing any bells, baby.
Kevin and Bean, the radio show, K-Rock Radio?
No.
Not at all. I'm
all
sorry.
Pops and fuzz from here.
All right. Well, listen, how much do you follow what's going on down here on Earth with things related to Frank Sinatra?
As much as I can. I like to keep my hand in my affairs, even though I'm up here in the great beyond.
Yeah.
So when people try to screw with me, that's what they get.
Whoa.
I was not expecting a gun from heaven.
Yeah, who'd have thought they let me carry this in, but I had Jilly tuck it under his waistband.
Sure, why not? And you took Jilly with you, right? You went ahead and killed him since you were dying anyway?
That's right. We're all up here. We're all reunited, the entire gang. Hey, what? What are you doing looking at me? Jilly, take care of that angel.
Wow, I don't expect heaven to be such a violent place. Is the whole Rat Pack up there with you?
Sure, me, Sammy, Dean, Peter, Joey, Tito, Randy, Mickey, Mike, Peter, Davey, all of us.
A lot more in the Rat Pack than I remember. Let me ask you about this trademark office decision. They refused to let a guy named Bill Lozon, who was the applicant, use the name Frank's Sinatra to sell hot dogs.
That son of a bitch. He's lucky I'm not alive. He'd have more to worry about than a lawsuit.
Yeah, you take care of him, huh?
I already whacked a bunch of people who had these goddamn food trucks they run around in
what?
Los Angeles, parking every place, taking up 19 parking spaces, sell you falafel.
What's your problem with the food trucks? Just the parking, or were they also trying to get in on
They were trying to take a little bit of the chairman's action, and I don't go for that.
Oh, no. That's unacceptable. You can't have that.
Like that seafood truck. I've got you under my fin. That one? That's what I did to him.
No. Yeah.
Took him out.
Took care of that guy.
That hot dog on a stick truck? I get a stick out of you? Took him out. How about that cereal food truck? Fly me to the spoon? Out.
You can't have that. That's completely unacceptable, Frank.
That Chinese place was selling You Make Me Feel So Egg Foo Young. Took him out.
God.
That dessert truck. I did it pie way.
Yeah,
he's gone.
Unacceptable. They can't come at you like that, Frank.
They can't take that away from me, I'll tell you that much.
No, absolutely not. You're taking care of business from the other side. I applaud that. That's well done.
By that you mean murdering guys, then yes.
Well,
a little surprising.
It's interesting that you've been dead so long, though, and people have not forgotten about you. People are still thinking that your name is powerful enough to sell products, even though you've been gone for, what, since 1998?
What's more interesting is I'm in heaven and I haven't run out of ammunition yet.
Hey, get me.
Yep.
That's a good point, Beer Mug. Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about it that way. Welcome to the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. I know we're going to be talking about Kevining next hour, doing a recap on some of the new photos, but I'm just going through the gallery here. I like bikini Kevining taking off now. I think that's an outstanding trend.
Still no nude Kevining, however.
Except, of course, for Chloe Lamb, who gave us a partially nude Kevining, but I need some total nude Kevining. Come on, ladies, step it up.
It's got some great new celebrity Kevining photos, too, but we'll tell you all about it. People Kevining in midair. I mean, it's just crazy how creative our listeners are being on this, but it's awesome. You can go to kevinbean.com if you want to check out the gallery. We'll talk more about it next hour. Ralph's here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
American Idol. You know, they've got their new judges in place. Apparently, according to TMZ.com, there's already trouble between Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey. No surprise there, right? Catfight.
I just can't believe this even happened. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
The word is that Mariah has a tendency to interrupt Nicki when she's speaking, and it's fairly obvious that the girls just don't like each other.
That's going to make for a long season.
Yeah. Now, it's the only even small inkling I have of maybe now I want to watch this show. If those two will go at each other and snipe and claw and mud wrestle, then I'll watch.
Yep, that makes it interesting.
But otherwise, I am out. The Voice.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't know. Oh, my God. I'm so... Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Boy, that's rough.
She's exhausting, right?
The Voice, which is the good... singing competition show.
Mm-hmm.
With our buddy Carson Daly, who's the host of it, does such a great job. They are they're the ones that are getting the best ratings now, the most heat, the most entertaining of the shows. You guys watch The Voice? Do you watch it?
I did last season.
See it last night at all?
Mm-mm.
Last night show? Great. I mean, really entertaining. They're losing their judges, Christina Aguilera and CeeLo Green, for the upcoming winter season, for season four. Due to time commitments, she's got a new album and tour going on. He's got two new albums he's working on and a sitcom for NBC based on his life. So you'd think, like when it happened to American Idol, when they lost their judges, they're like, oh no, what are they going to do? And then they put crappy people in.
Right.
The Voice loses Christina Aguilera and CeeLo Green. So all they do is just tap Shakira and Usher and those people walks right in.
Wow, it's a pretty nice replacement.
That's not even a dip in quality, really, there.
No.
That's just business as usual for those guys. So that's good news.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
It blew my
that
mind.
That just happened.
It just happened. Did you guys catch Revolution last night?
No, whoa. I taped it. Is it great?
Oh, damn it. There's first, J.J. Abrams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Genius. Jon Favreau directed the pilot episode. And I'm telling you, this guy's a lot of potential. It's really cool. It's anyway, I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it yet, but if you're not watching Revolution, you should check it out. It reminds me, it's like a, obviously not in, in terms of tone and graphicness, but The Walking Dead, that has its kind of sense of tension about it constantly. Mm-hmm. Now that there's no power in the world, and people are like forming into little groups, little tribes, and there's these warlords and everything, it's really got a lot of tension to it.
It's fascinating.
I think it's got a lot of potential. Imagine being in a world where there was no electricity.
Well, he would just kill himself.
Yeah, no TV, no internet. No,
live.
What's the point?
No big gulp machines. What would you do, Bean?
I'd just end it all. It's not worth going on if there's no electricity.
You wouldn't start just a little hand stamping post office someplace and hand deliver mail from village to village.
You could do that.
All of my entertainment would have to be from real people, and they suck. So forget it.
Yeah, it's a good point. This is a romance I hadn't heard about until just now. Kat Von D's got a new boyfriend. Have you guys heard the rumor?
No.
I don't think so. Tell me.
Deadmau5.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
He's been tweeting photos of the two of them and says they're very much in love.
How do we know it's really him?
Oh, good point. I think he wears the helmet in bed. That's what I'm wondering. They're banging away and he's got the giant mouse hat on.
Kind of gets him out of doing some stuff.
Oh, see, that's how you think. Trying to get out of doing that stuff. Some of us like doing that stuff.
All right.
Anybody know the kind of stuff we're talking about?
Right.
Yeah, I can't imagine that, but okay.
Lisa's interested.
Amanda Bynes is headed to court this Friday. Rumor had it that she would be checking into a rehab before her court date on Friday in order to try to impress the judge that she's actively trying to rehabilitate. It doesn't look like that's going to be the case, however. One of the reasons is the judge has specifically asked for her to appear in person on Friday.
Uh-oh.
I think he wants to see if she's nuts.
I think he'd like to have a little conversation with Amanda and have her have a little conversation with a chair. She's really talking to inanimate objects. He is urging her to appear in person for the hearing about her pending DUI and hit-and-run cases.
That actually makes me feel better that someone's going to really address what's going on with her.
Yeah, because if she was just allowed to go free range and send her lawyer in, you wouldn't be able to tell if she needs help or not. So looks like she will be going herself to court on Friday. But then who knows? It's Amanda Bynes. It's
also a prison system that is so full that it seems like they do everything they can to stop people from going behind bars because they just don't have room for it.
Yeah. I'm not sure, like Lisa said, I don't think the judge necessarily wants to put her behind bars. I think he just wants to be able to evaluate her behavior and her demeanor to see if there's something more to this than her just being irresponsible. So her erratic behavior may have other sources. We'll have to wait and see. Of course, with Amanda Bynes, they might say show up at court on Friday, and she shows up in the food court at the Galleria.
In another car.
Yes. She's driving inside the mall. It's just a nightmare. And Dolly Parton has announced Dolly Parton slot machines.
Woo!
The country star says Dolly Parton slot machines will be available in Vegas everywhere, coming very soon.
How many jokes did you think of that you realized you couldn't say on the air?
Oh, a bunch of them. Yeah. The jackpot is three boobs, though, when it comes to that. It's very strange. Soundgarden has a title and release date for its reunion album. Very exciting. First full-length effort of Soundgarden with all new material since 1996. It's called King Animal, and you'll be able to hear the first single,
Been Away Too Long on September the 27th. That's when it'll be available for download. The album itself will be in stores and available for download on November the 13th. So you can check out about that.
I think it's hot. It's hot. It's hot. It's tight. It's a hit, man, and I like it.
It is.
I'm going to go get it. That's yes. A keeper right there.
And lastly, HitFlix.com has released a list of the 15 best actors who turned into directors. Interesting
okay.
concept.
I got a few names that immediately popped to
people
mind.
People who started as actors who became, in their words, surprisingly good directors.
Can I guess
top 15? Let's see.
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling not on the list. See if you can.
I immediately thought of Clint Eastwood first.
Clint Eastwood is on the list, sir. Well done.
Is this too early? Is he too young? Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck is on the list, Lisa.
Should be absolutely. George Clooney.
Clooney
also
on, the list.
On the list.
Good night and good luck. The Ides of March.
John Favreau.
Favreau on the list. You guys are really rocking it.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Top 15.
Okay, now I'm stuck.
15 actors. Oh, go back a little bit. Think back a little bit.
Robert Redford.
Redford on the list. Ordinary
oh,
People.
Oh, well
quiz
done,
show.
Lisa.
Okay.
Yeah, he is a terrific director.
He is.
Actors who became directors. Surprisingly good directors is their list.
Hmm. All right. I think I need help.
Oh, come on, Lisa. You're missing the big
my brain's
one.
Hurting.
You're missing the biggest one.
The really biggest
David
one?
Schwimmer.
Woody Allen.
David Schwimmer. Shut up,
oh,
Dave,
Woody
King
Allen.
Of Mexico.
What about Woody Allen?
Woody Allen, not on the list.
Really? Yeah.
Isn't he an actor who became a director, or did he
maybe
start
he
directing his
directing.
Own movies?
I think he started directing and acting simultaneously,
I see.
More or
okay.
less, so they consider him sort of a director right. first and foremost.
We're missing a big one?
You're missing maybe the biggest one.
Aww.
Maybe the biggest actor turned director in the history of movies.
Spielberg started out director. Scorsese started out director.
Lucas.
Chip says Ron Lucas. Howard.
Ron Howard. Good.
Oh.
Well done, Chip.
Whoa.
That's the one I was thinking of. Ron
nice.
Howard.
Well done.
Who was just a monster.
Yeah.
Penny Marshall's also on the list.
Great
Denzel
choice.
Washington, who directed Antoine Fisher in The Great Debater,
oh.
is also on the list.
I don't think I even realized that he was directing.
No, surprising. Okay. He's not on the list.
Hmm.
Mel Gibson didn't make the list.
Yes,
oh, wow.
directed some huge movies.
Huge movies. Yeah.
Orson Welles didn't make the list.
Also a surprise.
Yeah.
And Rob Reiner didn't make the list. And I after Ron Howard, I put him up there as like the most successful actor
absolutely.
Directors in movie history. So there's your list. You can see more on HitFlix. That's Flix with an X.com if you want to check it.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Today's
Barbara Streisand, by the way, comes to mind.
Not on the
list.
One. Not on the list. Yeah.
Another one. Is a phenomenal success.
De Niro hasn't had a huge success as a director, really. So shut your pie hole.
I like The Bronx Tale.
Okay, pipe down.
Sorry.
Today's celebrity birthdays: Jason Sudeikis, 37 years old today. James Marsden of the X-Men movies. He's Cyclops, don't you know? 39. Lance Armstrong, 41 years old. Jada Pinkett Smith, also 41. Aisha Tyler, actress and comedian, is 42. Holly Robinson Peete. I remember the days when she was hanging with Mr. Cooper. Now she's hanging with Donald Trump on Celebrity Apprentice last season. 48 years old. James Gandolfini is 51. And actor Fred Willard celebrates his 73rd birthday today. Would anything happen with that? Have we heard anything more about that case? Or
not
anything
really.
Just gone away? I hope
yeah.
for his sake it does. Except, of course, I keep bringing it up all morning, so I can't hope for that too
hey,
much.
Hey, Fred, you and that
Hey, you're
theater.
Still spanking it, Fred. Woo! I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
More tickets this hour to be in the building at K-Rock next Monday. The Red Bull Sound Space at K-Rock. Green Day is going to be performing live. Stryker is going to be interviewing them. The whole thing is going to be webcast at K-Rock.com next Monday at 3 o'clock. But how much better would it be to be here in person with the boys?
Yes.
The best.
Got a chance you can win. Coming up this hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show, Jeffrey Ross joins us next hour. Ralph, you're a romantic guy. That's one thing I know about you.
The most.
You love to impress the ladies, love to do something special for the women.
I like to turn their heads. Yes, I don't have anything to work with physically, so I have to do it with grand gestures and with whatever modicum of charm I can muster up.
Ralph seems like the kind of guy to me who really gives some thought to, hey, it's our anniversary coming up. What are we going to do?
I remember once I was dating a young girl, and it was her 21st birthday, and I wanted to impress her. So what I did was a buddy of mine had just got his license, and he was renting a small plane, and I took her, drove her out to... I guess it was Van Nuys Airport, and we hopped in his single-engine plane, and he flew us up to Santa Barbara, and there's a restaurant right there at the Santa Barbara Airport called the Elephant Bar, I think it's called.
Damn.
And so it was a bottle of champagne waiting in the plane, flew her up in the plane, bottle of champagne, flew her to Santa Barbara. We had dinner at the restaurant, got back in the plane, flew her back, and we went home. That
Pretty
night.
Impressive.
That was her 21st birthday dinner plane. Right.
So you ruined right. her for all other guys after you, basically.
Yes, that's exactly what I did.
So they do nothing but pale in comparison.
Yes.
We're going to be taking phone calls here of the grand romantic gestures, things that you did to blow your partner's mind or a woman or a man you were trying to impress.
Hit the button there for a second.
Mind. We're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067.
They don't always go well, though. Sometimes they go horribly wrong, which is even...
Exactly.
If you've had one of those, that's what we really want to hear
that
about.
That plane ride, I would have thrown up.
See,
I can't
that would have been a
planes.
Bad surprise with you. Or if we, you know, had crashed into a building
now,
or something. It
help
been
me
a funnier
out.
Ending.
But I never would have seen you again
that's
after that.
Help me out with this, guys, as I say, we take calls for grand gestures, whether they worked or didn't work.
But
we
especially
want to hear
the ones that didn't work.
Especially the ones that didn't work.
Yeah, that's funnier.
1-800-520-1067 is our toll-free number here at K-Rock. It's a fine line for me to understand why what you did for the young lady in the restaurant and the champagne in the Santa Barbara is cool, yet you were extremely down on your friend Justin Bieber for renting out the Staples Center to have a private dinner with his girlfriend and watch Titanic on the big screen.
Why is that a matter of proportion,
it's
Bean.
It's a look-at-me move.
Exactly. You can go from doing something nice for someone... versus you blow it on such a grand scale that it's obviously you are just trying to make it self-aggrandizing. You're making it about you. Look at what I can do versus this is something special I'm going to do for someone else. I guarantee you it was never a fantasy of Selena Gomez to be sitting in a basketball arena watching a movie. I guarantee you that was not on her bucket list.
So what you're saying is there's one thing that's if it's big and it's to make the other person feel good. It's another thing if it's so big that it's only for to make you look good.
Well, and,
he's
and that's
I'm
not
so
where you
rich,
see a movie.
I can rent out the Staples Center to watch a movie.
What a crappy place to see a movie.
Exactly.
Rent out a theater.
Right. Right. And it would have been the same experience. If he had set up a nice dinner at Grauman's Chinese or something, it would have been much more appropriate than him saying, well, I can rent out the entire Staples Center because I'm so huge.
I suspect, by the way, that they gave him Staples Center because he sold it out a few times. They
I'm
probably
sure,
did it.
Whatever.
Nice
he's
him.
Dick.
All right, so no on Bieber. Let me throw this one, and you tell me if this is good or bad. Where does this fall on your scale of trying to impress someone? A wealthy Russian businessman who wanted to propose to his girlfriend decided to test her love for him before popping the question by faking his own death. A stuntman, a makeup artist, a screenwriter, and a director to stage a phony car crash. 30-year-old Alexei Baikov of Omsk told Arina Kolakov to meet him at a certain place at a certain time. He had it planned so that she could witness the aftermath of the accident. In other words, she shows up. When she arrives, there's mangled cars everywhere. There's ambulances. There's smoke. There's carnage. She walks upon the scene and sees what she thinks is her boyfriend covered in blood, lying on the road with an actor playing a paramedic saying, I'm sorry, he's dead.
Awesome.
Well, that is a loving gesture if
so
I have
romantic.
Ever heard one.
Oh, no, I meant to say psychotic.
What a jerk.
So she thinks her boyfriend is dead. She collapses into a little ball of tears. He says, mission accomplished. He jumps up from the dead, runs up to her covered in blood, and proposes to her on the spot. That's what he does to impress
her. That is a guy desperate for a yes answer. Because she's so happy to see that you're not dead, she has to say, well, yes, I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
If she just kind of liked him, that would be really, really upsetting. I mean, you'd still burst into tears.
If it was a stranger, I would emotionally scarred forever.
And this guy does sound like a jackass because listen to what he said afterwards. I wanted her to realize how empty her life would be without me and that life would have no meaning without me.
That is true love. Honey, if I die, you should die too.
I wish she had killed herself. I wish she had thrown herself off a cliff when he did it. So he's standing going, oh, crap. Who's sorry now, Pavel?
And by the way, she did say yes. She did agree to marry him.
She was in shock.
All right, one more, and then we go to your calls. Your grand gesture, especially if it didn't work, at 1-800-520-1067. Here's a guy in China now who thought he would do something romantic that his girlfriend would never forget. So he asked a friend to box him up and ship him via a courier service to his girlfriend's office. So a big box is going to arrive at his girlfriend's office. She's going to go, oh, what's this? I didn't order anything. She's going to open it up, and boom, her boyfriend's going to jump out to surprise her. Romantic or not romantic?
Romantic. I vote romantic.
I say you disappointing.
Like
I want something cool in the box.
Lisa wants furniture or a jam box or something. She doesn't want a man coming out.
A car.
Well, here's how this one went. The gag became a bit too literal when the couriers delivered the box to the wrong address. The man ended up almost dying after 3 hours inside the box with no air holes.
The gift, that's on him.
The gift finally arrived at the intended destination, but the man had already passed out. Paramedics were called to resuscitate him. I didn't realize it would take so long. I tried to make a hole in the cardboard, but it was too thick, so I couldn't. He also did not want to spoil the surprise by shouting because, of course, he didn't know he was at the wrong address. He thought he was just sitting there in his girlfriend's office waiting for her to open it. He didn't want to spoil the surprise.
Airtight.
The courier firm says if they had known that a person was inside the box, they would not have accepted the job. So this guy, it didn't work out for him, but you say he still gets points because it was a great idea and it's okay on the scale, right?
His intent was absolutely romantic. His execution makes him a dumbass.
All right. Let's go to Ryan now. Line 1, 1-800-520-1067. Grand romantic gestures is what we're talking about here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Not sure we've ever done this one before. Ryan, what'd you do?
Morning, guys. My wife, who I'm married to now, had always dated total douches.
Mm-hmm.
When I proposed to her, I had to top it off. I got a helicopter to privately fly her over to Catalina. When she landed, I was waiting there for her to ask her hand in marriage.
Wow.
Well done, sir.
Yeah,
nicely done.
Darn romantic.
So, in other words, it was like she was on an episode of The Bachelor or something like that, right? It was just so crazy over the top. It's like something she had never experienced before. It was like a romantic fairy tale for her.
Exactly, yeah.
And how long have you guys been married?
We've been married 5 years now.
Wow, excellent. Well done. All right.
Did she ever admit to servicing the helicopter pilot on the way over?
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
You've just ruined his perfect memory, Ralph. He thought that was a great night until you just put that in his head.
I just wanted to just think about things a little more carefully. That's all.
Let's do one more, and then we're going to take a break. Michael is on line 6. He joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. 1-800-520-1067. Hi, Michael. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hi.
Hi.
Your gesture. What did you do?
So I'm currently in a long-distance relationship with this cute little girl in Chicago, and hadn't done anything sweet in a long time, so I found an artist up there and had a big, big, like, 8-foot by 10-foot sidewalk chalk piece done, like kind of a Sailor Jerry tattoo of a heart with the arrow through it and our initials and sparrows and everything drawn outside our apartment window.
That's adorable.
It is. That's very cool.
So, and a total surprise to her, obviously, because you're, you know, 1,000 miles away or something. So she just wakes up, looks outside, and boom, there it is, right on the sidewalk, you and her together.
Exactly.
And what happened? Did she then call you when she saw it or something? She's all weepy?
Oh, she lost her, yeah, she went berserk. She lost her cork. She called, thought it was the cutest thing, sent me pictures of it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Nicely done.
Were you able to flip her over the next time you guys got together?
Dane.
No, I'm saying because she was
we
so
We know
happy.
What you're saying.
Do you think it makes her feel worse now because she's not faithful in Chicago?
Come on, Ralph.
Why you say that to Michael?
You probably make her feel very guilty. That's
this
all.
This sounds like true love. Come on.
She's moving here next week, guys.
Yeah. See?
That won't go well.
Which means she just had to break up with her Chicago boyfriend, too. But all right, Michael, thank you very much
for
the call.
Full panel of tests, that's all I'm saying.
We appreciate it. All right, so far the romantic gestures haven't backfired
yet. We want backfires!
You're not going to be happy until both parties are crying.
I want somebody passing out in a cardboard box.
1-800-520-1067. Your call's next on the Kevin and Bean Show at K-Rock.
Airtight.
All right, Ralph, you're going to be happy. We got some tears on the line.
There
now.
We go. Some disasters.
Talking about grand romantic gestures, preferably that went awry. They got to be awfully cute for us to be interested if they didn't go badly. But we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. Talking about this one guy who faked his own death to get his fiancée to realize that her life wasn't worth going on without him.
Yes.
That one worked out for him because she said yes. Another guy tried to mail himself in a cardboard box and then got delivered to the wrong address and he almost died.
Delivering your corpse to your girlfriend, that would be a fail.
That would be a gesture. I think you're going to be very pleased with Melanie, though. She's on line 6 to get us going here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Melanie. What's going on?
Hi.
Thank you for calling.
Of course. Hello. I'll get you going with a little bit.
Good.
So my ex-boyfriend was my neighbor, and he went out on top of the balcony that was above the second-story window with a big sign that said, "You are my girl, just let go." He started singing Sonny and Cher, "I Got You, Babe," and he fell off the roof and broke his leg.
Oh, no.
That's okay. Awesome.
And I just looked like a ghost. My eyes were bulging out of my head, and I thought, well, I guess now I should date him.
Yeah, you're guilted into it. How long did the relationship last after that?
2 years.
Oh, so it was a pretty good run.
It worked out. Pretty good run.
And then you realized he was just a dumbass and broke up with him?
Well, no, he was a bit of a man boy, so I just couldn't deal with that anymore.
See, that's the thing about grand romantic gestures. Sometimes it's actually disguising some immaturity and some people who are a little insecure and a little desperate.
Well, he was also 41 years old, so I'm kind of curious, where's this immaturity coming from?
And he's got no business climbing up on roofs then, for sure, if he's 41.
Exactly.
No, he's going to break a leg anyway. Thank you very much for the call. We really appreciate it, Melly. Let's go to... Nope, not out of time.
We're out of time already?
100% the wrong
time. That was just one phone call.
Let's talk to Jody. Jody is on line two with her grand romantic gesture that went awry. Hi, Jody. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, guys. Lisa May.
Hello.
How are you, Buck? All right, so I was into this chick for a while, and, you know, back and forth, I tried to hook up with her, and eventually I had the opportunity. I found out she was down on her luck. She lost her car, had an auto accident, that sort of thing. So through our little 6 weeks of being together, I said, you know what, I'm going to buy you a car. So I bought her a car. My stupid person put it in her name. A week later, she slept with somebody, so I couldn't get the car back.
You lost the girl and the car.
Jody, you bought a girl a car after 6 weeks. That's crazy.
Well, I knew her for a lot of years, so it was, you know, like, but I knew she was just out of a relationship, and I always liked her, and then here you go, boom. I bought her a car. Maybe it was a grand ploy, I don't know. Yeah.
Did you try hard to talk her into giving you that car back?
I did everything, like have a lawyer, serve her with letters and stuff like that. But
that's ugly.
The state of Florida says you can't do it, so you can't do it.
Of course, Florida. Yeah.
I mean, it was a gift. That's basically what it boiled down to, is it was a gift. You got no rights to it, right?
Are you stupid?
No, come on. Give Jody a break.
Hey, I understand now. It's 20 years ago, but still.
That's a great story, though, Jody. Thanks so much for the call. All right, let's go
to whore. What a whore she is.
Let's go to Jen. Jen is on line four. This one I don't think ended poorly, but I want to get your guys' judgment on how great a romantic gesture this is. Hi, Jen. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, Kevin and Bean.
Hey, Jen. What was the gesture?
It was a gesture. I wrote my boyfriend a book for Valentine's Day. It was our first Valentine's Day. I wasn't making much money at the time, so I couldn't really afford anything. And he took me on this huge trip and strawberries and champagne and everything. And in the morning, I said, well, I have a gift for you. And I gave him the book, the 250-page book, pictures of Myers' poetry that I had written.
I think we lost her.
She
wrote her boyfriend a 250-page book.
And she expected him to read it?
She's psychotic.
Okay, that's just homework. You're giving him homework. That's not romantic.
A one-page book with a picture of you naked would have been preferable than a 250-page book that you wrote your own poetry in.
I can't see. I mean, if you're a husband of 50 years, I can't see you being excited about a 250-page book that your wife wrote.
No. That shows a little mania, I think. If she's cranking out 250 pages,
she's up every night writing.
It's a little psychotic.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's do one more. Let's talk to Anthony. I don't know what he's trying to prove here, but it sounds like he has gone above and beyond in every possible way. Anthony, welcome to the show. What's your grand romantic gesture?
Hi there. Actually, I have a series of them. I've been dating my girlfriend for 3 years now, actually. October 4th will be 3 years. And on her first birthday, I went ahead and got her a hot air balloon ride.
Oh, that's very romantic.
Yeah, with a banner that said happy birthday.
That's nice.
And a cake at the end when we landed. And it was amazing. She's the greatest person, by the way. So the second year, all her friends were like, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now?
See, that's the problem. How do you top yourself?
So I got her out in Van Nuys. I got her to fly a plane. They kind of took off for her, and she got to fly it around from Van Nuys to the coast and back, and then they landed it for her.
Wow.
She loved it. It was amazing. Yeah, then the third year, her third birthday, she got to drive a NASCAR. she did 20 laps.
You're Mr. Rourke on Fantasy Island. You're not a boyfriend.
This sounds like the stuff he wants to do.
No, and by the way, except for the hot air balloon, I didn't do any of the stuff.
Really?
She got to do everything. And then this year, which was actually on the 13th of this month, I'm in law school now, so I'm completely broke. She got a birthday card with a $100 bill in it and a cupcake with candles in it.
Wait, you gave your girlfriend $100 for her birthday?
I gave her $100 bill and a beautiful car.
Boy, are you thinking like a lawyer? What girl wants cash for her birthday?
Yeah, you could buy something with
Bean,
that.
Every girl. That's the answer to your question.
Really?
Yes.
See, this is Anthony. I don't know what you're setting yourself up here for, man. But you're gonna start stressing out year after year. The longer you stay with this chick, this is why I keep my wife's expectations so ridiculously low.
Yeah. If Bean says happy birthday on her birthday, she considers that a win.
It's like fireworks. Exactly. All right, Anthony. We want to hear back from you next year and hear what you do.
$100 bill and a cupcake. She's like, what the hell is this?
Jeffrey Ross is the Roastmaster General, host of The Burn on Comedy Central, joining us in about a half an hour or so right here on The Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph's got the showbiz beat coming up. Hey, we're on Channel 5 this morning, Ralph. I don't know if you saw this or not.
Yes.
Our friends over there at the KTLA Morning
Chris Schnabel
News.
And the early morning KTLA crowd. They were very kind to us.
I was very sad when Chris Schnabel left Channel 4, by the way. I was a big fan of his over there, and now he's been on Channel 5 for some time now. But he does the show over there with Megan Henderson and Henry DiCarlo. They did some Kevining. Here's Chris from this morning's show explaining what Kevining is all about to their viewers.
Long story short, Kevin of Kevin and Bean, he was in the Arclight's 10-year anniversary campaign. They asked for a picture, and the one they used of him, and it's on the K-Rock website, is him going like this.
And he does it.
So now he's asking people to what they now call Kevin, or Kevining is the act of doing it.
Right.
So on my Twitter page, at Chris KTLA, you will see our picture of us Kevining. So there you go.
That's good.
There is that.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, I just want to clarify that Kevin isn't asking. Kevin would rather you didn't. It's us that are asking.
We're not asking. We're demanding.
Yes.
We really need everyone to Kevin. So we've got the picture of those guys, Chris Schnabel and Megan Henderson and Harvey DiCarlo. We've got all those guys.
Actually, Ralph, it's Henry. It's Henry DiCarlo.
Harry DiCarlo? Is that it?
I think it's actually Henry. But Herman
DiCarlo.
Here is Henry describing why Ralph is doing that.
Henry, how you doing?
I would prefer if you'd call me Harry, please.
Harry?
Are you serious?
Harry DiCarlo, yes.
Harry DiCarlo.
Well, you know, I feel bad. We were talking about K-Rock and Kevining, and I said, don't forget about Lisa May, and then I said, Frank Garman. It was Ralph Garman.
Oh, yeah.
It was Ralph. Okay. And you know, it's funny, because if you really listened, you could tell I wasn't quite, you know, I knew I had it
You knew
wrong.
Half of what you
okay,
were talking
is
about.
Is it time to explain what Kevining is?
No, we don't have time for that. Chris, we're going to do that on your time,
okay.
Not mine.
And by the way, where's our little pal, our alleged fan, Allie McKay, over there at KTLA Channel 5? Why hasn't she done any Kevining photos for us?
She was on assignment this morning. She spent the morning with two tattooed guys in a kitchen.
Okay.
And I mean that in the most sexual way possible.
Okay.
No, she was at Inc., the new restaurant in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
And she was doing a live remote from there, so I think she's been preoccupied. But we do need Allie to do a little Kevining as well.
You got to go to kevinandbean.com. You got to see the gallery. It is growing every day. I mean, hundreds of photos are coming in. Just added yesterday, our own Kat Corbett in the K-Rock parking lot doing some Kevining. Did you see listener Anthony, who went to the Las Vegas Penn & Teller show?
Yes.
Backstage, he's Kevining along with Penn Jillette, who is also Kevining.
Is Kevining.
Wow.
Our friends Megan and Menace, who do the morning show up there at Live 105, they replaced that terrible show they used to have on Live 105 San Francisco. Ralph, there's a couple of different listeners of the podcast that you do with Kevin Smith. Now, tell me about this phenomenon. What's happening with you when you do the Hollywood Babylon?
Yeah, we do Babylon up at the Lovitz most weekends. And afterwards, I usually would stick around and sign autographs and take pictures with people and sign the T-shirts that we sell there, the Hollywood Babylon T-shirts. And so last weekend, it was the first weekend since Kevin had really taken a foothold. And I would say about 10 different people come up to me and said, I want a picture. And I said, sure. But we got to do Kevining in it. And I was like, all right. So there's a ton of pictures floating around me, and I'll be Kevining with some Hollywood Babylon fans.
We are getting pictures from all over the world for people doing it, and we have a scuba diving Kevining photo up now. We also now have a skydiving Kevining photo that has been added to the rotation.
My God.
Someone who is falling through the air, skydiving, and he's Kevining for us. Big shout out to the critical care physicians, Jason, Dave, and Brian, who are working in the ICU as they Kevin.
Yeah, they're working, by the way, in the ICU. They're actually on call.
So when people die, that's our
Somebody
fault?
Somebody is flatlining while these jamokes are posing, doing the Kevining pose. There are people who are bleeding out. That's all I'm telling you.
I'm just flipping through here the gallery at kevinandbean.com from 97.1 Amp Radio. Clarissa and Cena are doing some Kevining for us across the hall. Very happy to see that. There's some kids in a drama class. Here's a podcast listener, Scott and Dale, at their wedding. They are Kevining with their minister, all three of them in this photo.
Yes, they took time out from their wedding in Miami to Kevin.
Here's a listener, Rob, who went to visit Gettysburg. He is Kevining next to a statue of Lincoln. I'm sorry to say that the former president is not Kevining this statue.
Hate Lincoln for that.
Here's listener Matthew in Spain. Here's listener Ricardo with Kermit the Frog. I don't know how that happened, but he's Kevining with Kermit.
Yeah.
It seems like every sporting event now, college football, Major League Baseball, we got Candlestick Park, we got Yankee Stadium. I mean, just every day we get a new one in from somebody around the country who's doing the Kevining. But it's growing, and it's not going anywhere, going away anytime soon. What's going on with the Kevining dance video? We don't have any movement on that yet.
We're putting it together. We're going to get a choreographer. We're going to film ourselves a Thriller-style music video, I think, to go along with a new dance sensation that's sweeping the nation, which, of course, is Kevining. All the kids on the dance floor are Kevining.
So what do you think? Hey, boys and girls! Have you heard about the new sensation that's sweeping the nation? It's called Kevining, and I'm gonna show you how! Well, first you have to think like a Kevin. Think like IQ minus 11! You're Kevining! You're Kevining!
Duh.
You're Kevining! You're Kevining! Then you have to get a stupid goofy face and make sure you stare into outer space! You're Kevining! You're Kevining!
Duh.
You're Kevining! You're Kevining! Then two thumbs up, and this is no joke! To finish it off, have a stroke! You're Kevining! You're Kevining!
Duh.
You're Kevining! You're Kevining!
I just had a stroke, don't mock me.
No worse than the Macarena, I'll tell you that much.
Nope, why not? Look, if you can stand like Kevin, you can dance like Kevin. Noodles from The Offspring also in the gallery. Adrian Young from No Doubt. The list just goes on and on. You can check it out. And please do send in your photo. We want to see you, Kevin, and go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com. Rob's got the Showbiz Beat coming up next here on KROQ.
USA! USA! USA!
That's fine. Thank you very much, Beer Mug. Not only Jeffrey Ross, the Roastmaster General, joining us after the top of the hour here on KROQ, then we have highlights, if you want to call them that, of Dina Lohan's sit-down interview with Dr. Phil yesterday. She crazy. I'm telling you, she's turned into Courtney Love. It's just like trying to have a conversation with Courtney Love.
You know, next time you pick on Lindsay Lohan, which I do, let's all stop for a moment and consider the kid had no shot.
Yeah.
With that as a mother and Looney Michael Lohan as a father, really, what chance did she have? Add money and fame to that concoction, and you just get an insanity cocktail.
Maybe we ought to be giving Lindsay Lohan credit for staying alive to this point, right?
Yeah.
That's all we can ask for. All right, 8:56, Rob is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday.
Before I get to the beat, how about some more tickets to the very special KROQ Advance screening of Looper?
Yay!
Great premise. I've seen some footage from this film because I was the moderator for the panel for Looper at Comic-Con this summer, so they gave me a chance to see some of the footage ahead of time, and I couldn't be more excited. I can't wait to see this film. It is takes place in the future where they have mastered the technology for time travel, and it's been outlawed. So what the mob does is they use it to get rid of their enemies, basically. The organized crime will send someone they want to get killed back into the past and have an assassin waiting for them there in the past, and then they will kill them and dispose of the body, thus removing any evidence of the murder in the future.
Okay.
See?
Kind of.
Because it's very hard to kill somebody in the future. The cops have pretty much clamped down on murder of any kind.
Gotcha.
So they put the victims into the past where they're murdered and the body's incinerated, and so there's no evidence of that crime in the future.
It's like they never existed.
Exactly, Lisa.
Obviously.
Now,
it's not that obvious.
The assassins are known as loopers because at some point, when the mob thinks you have outlived your usefulness, they will send you back in time where you will be exterminated, sometimes by yourself, by your younger self.
That's just rude.
It is rude, but it makes for a fascinating story. Joseph Gordon-Levitt stars as a younger version of Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis plays Bruce Willis's character in the film. Emily Blunt, Paul Dano, Piper Perabo, Jeff Daniels, and more. Look, I know how some people feel about time travel movie. In fact, there's a moment where Bruce Willis is having a conversation with Joseph Gordon-Levitt at a diner, and they're sitting at the table, and Bruce Willis says, "I don't want to talk about time travel. It makes my brain hurt." That's how sometimes these movies can make you feel. So Looper looks awesome. If you want to go, I've got two pairs of passes right now, 1-800-520-1067. You get to see it for anybody else on Thursday, September the 27th, and the movie's out the next day on Friday the 28th.
What a summer Jogolev is having, by the way.
Yes.
With The Dark Knight. I mean, it's crazy.
He is a full-fledged movie star, and he used to be the kid on Third Rock from the Sun.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
And by the way, he's hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend, and the last time he did it, it was one of the most
start to finish, entertaining hosting jobs I've ever seen. This, he can do it all. He sings, he dances, he does comedy. He's just hilarious. I'm really excited about this weekend for him.
He is kind of a pain in the ass that way. You know, he's got so much talent. Tadoff Swindler's in the news.
Uh-oh.
She's running around with her little boy toy again. 22-year-old Taylor Swift is dating 18-year-old Connor Kennedy. Actually, she was dating him before he turned 18, but they didn't really talk much about it because they didn't want her arrested on statutory rape like she should have been.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, Ralph. I've got some Tadoff Swindler music for you.
There we go.
Tadoff Swindler update. All right, what's going on now?
She spent the weekend in New England with Connor Kennedy this weekend. They were seen out and about everywhere, including spending some quality time antiquing. Oh, how much does Connor Kennedy just want to nail this broad if he is going around to antique stores with her?
Well, that's what all 18-year-olds are into now, Ralph.
He said goodbye to Tadoff as she got on the plane to go home on Sunday afternoon before he returned to his junior year of high school.
There it is.
That's just bizarre.
It's twisted. And if she was a teacher, she'd go to jail.
That's true.
Remember that the teacher in Texas, right? She had like five 18-year-old guys working her
over.
All
legal.
And she went to jail. Where is Tadoff Swindler's sentence? Why is it Lindsay Lohan? Why is Lindsay Lohan tweeting about this?
Where did you say they spent their time together?
It was a weekend in New England, B. When come on. When can I touch you? No one is getting this joke. No one understands why you're playing that.
Look, I had this song standing by for 15 years waiting for a Weekend in New England reference. Come on.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
File?
Yes, file. God damn you. Ratings news. Keeping Up with the Kardashians wrapped up its seventh season on Sunday night with 3.6 million total viewers.
Oh, that's disheartening.
That's a season high for the series. It's amongst the most 25 watched moments on the E! Network ever. Well, it's E! Let's not get too excited. What was number one? Fashion Police with Joan Rivers. Boardwalk Empire, however, did very well for itself in its debut over the weekend. I didn't even know the new episode was on this weekend.
Yeah, it was really violent. Like, I'm not even done with the first 20 minutes, and a lot of people have hit the ground.
I missed the memo that it was debuting this weekend. I didn't TiVo it. Well, they'll replay it. It's HBO, right? So it must be on all week long. Third season debut for Boardwalk Empire pulled in 2.9 million viewers on Sunday night. So good numbers.
I think Lisa's right, though. If you're an actor on that show, don't buy a house.
Yeah,
it's true. And here comes Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Most recent episode had 2.6 million viewers Wednesday night. Huge numbers for Honey Boo Boo.
It's got to be the biggest thing on TLC, right?
Yeah, absolutely, by far. We're doomed as a nation. Just want to let everyone know.
Yeah.
Look at what we're watching on television. Today's celebrity birthdays. Jason Sudeikis is 37 years old today. James Marsden is 39. Lance Armstrong turns 41, as does Jada Pinkett Smith. Aisha Tyler, the beautiful actress and comedian, the voice of one of the voices on Archer, also can be seen on The Talk, which is CBS's response to The View.
I mean, that's not the same as The Chew, though,
it's
right?
Not The Chew, no.
Okay.
Let's get straight. And not The Spew, either, which is what I rented last weekend. She's 42 years old. Holly Robinson-Pete is 48. James Gandolfini turns 51. And Fred Willard celebrates his 73rd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Hey! It's the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Kevin and Bean show on a Tuesday. Jeffrey Ross, Roastmaster General, on the phone. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, pal. How are you?
Doing great. I'm sad to see that The Burn is going away. This is a short, short run. How many episodes did you do for Comedy Central
tonight
this time around?
Tonight is number 6, our season finale.
How lazy are you, Ross? Episodes does not a season make.
That's a lot for me. That's a lot of work.
Comedy Central does 6 episodes in a marathon. How is that a whole season for you?
We're actually going to run all of them today, I think, before the 10:30 premiere of the last one.
Nice. I know you've been talking about this show. I know you were excited about it. You knew about it for a while before you finally started getting to do it. But was it everything you dreamed it could be? Because I got to tell you, I think it was the best thing on this summer. I think you hit it out of the park.
All right. Thanks, pal. I love doing it. It's a dream for me because I have all the funniest people around me all the time. We have the funniest writers. And Amy Schumer and Brody Stevens and Chelsea Peretti are on with me tonight. So I'm just loving life. I'm loving it.
It's so great. And this is one of the things that I really, I mean, you've got great taste in comedians because there are a lot of people that I've now been introduced to on your show. People like TJ Miller is one. Rachel Harris is another one. People that I really didn't know anything about that are just hilarious. Like, I can't believe how many crazy, funny people you know.
We're like a little farm team for discovering new people. And, man, I hate it to end, but hopefully we're having a big rap party tonight that Comedy Central's throwing us. So I feel good about a pickup. I really do.
Now, I saw something in the press this morning that suggested that you were going to be going after my girlfriend Taylor Swift tonight, or as Ralph Garman calls her, Tate-off Switler. And feel free to use that, Jeff. I love her so much. What's your problem with Tay-Tay?
I love her. I've been following her career since she started out. But, you know, this new song about Jake Gyllenhaal, we will never, ever, ever get back together. Please. She should just break up with her guitar already.
It's just too much of her whining about relationships that don't work out. You've just had enough of it, right?
If a guy ever treated her well, then she'd have no career.
Let's talk about some of the tape stuff that you do in Friendly Fire, which I think is so funny on the show. This is where you go out and hang out with celebrities. You did Sarah Silverman on the first one. That was so funny. You hung out with Knoxville.
Right.
And you got hit with a cattle prod, dude, which I guess you should expect if you go hang out with Knoxville. But it seemed like that seemed like no fun.
I wasn't expecting that, but I figured I deserved it after roasting him. That's his way of getting me back, and I took it as an honor.
He was hilarious on that episode, too. Did your writers write stuff for him so that he could zing you right back, or is that all stuff he came up with? Because that really impressed me.
I'm pretty sure he rolled up his sleeves with his buddies and, you know, took me down just like he would... You know, at a roast. I was really flattered by the whole thing. I thought his delivery was natural, and Johnny Knoxville is a roaster now.
Yeah, he's hilarious. Tell me about, for folks who didn't see it, and again, we're talking to Jeffrey Ross here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and you can see all the episodes of The Burn tonight on Comedy Central, and trust me, it's hilarious. Tell me about this, the taped piece that you did where you went out to investigate porn in the San Fernando Valley.
I don't think that's ever been done before. It was a full-on wiener roast. I roasted a penis, a rump, and you know what?
Right.
And Christina Rose, one of the most beautiful porn stars, let me, she spread totally for me and let me roast her vajayjay.
Yes, I actually have tape of that from the episode. You're sitting out on a chair with one of the big porn producers, and then you head inside to roast a vagina. Listen up, from Jeffrey Ross's The Burn.
Mark Spiegler here, agent to the stars. What agency are you with, STD? What else could you be besides a porn agent? Look at you. No one's going to be like, this is my pediatrician. Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
No one in the history of comedy has roasted a vagina before.
All right, so Jeff heads in. He's got this porn star, Lisa. He's on a couch, and she just basically just props herself up, so he's like 6 inches away from her, okay?
Dear
and now he's going to roast her vajayjay.
Wow, it's a vagina roast.
Hi.
That thing's been entered more than Publisher's Clearinghouse.
And it goes on and on from there. Now,
I'm dressed as a pizza guy that entire scene.
That's perfect.
Yes. When you first walk in on the set, you walk in with your pizza outfit, as we've seen in so many adult films before, and you literally walk in on the middle of a scene that is being filmed. They have to put big black bars up on the screen. I mean, you're hanging out with the naked people while they're working, right?
It was like going to the zoo. I don't know if you've ever watched people have sex with your own eyes before, but it was surreal.
It must have been. And you are just cracking them up, though. I mean, that must have been one of the most surreal days for you, but one of the really most surreal days for them to have you there.
If you could make them lose their mojo just for a minute, you know that they're laughing really hard. And that was we're laughing not hard, I should say. And that made my day. They were all really good sports, and no one's ever roasted on a porn set before. I'm trying to take on new ground here.
Well, you definitely did that. Now, you're not allowed, you generally don't like to give away who you're roasting in the too soon portion, and this is going to be a recently departed. Same thing for tonight. We don't know who you're going to be talking about tonight.
I don't mind tipping it a little bit tonight because this one's really special. No one famous enough really passed away, so we thought we would try something different. There's this guy named Randy Lee something or other in Montana last week. He dressed up like Bigfoot. to prove that Bigfoot existed and mm-hmm. ran across a highway in Montana and got hit by two cars and killed.
Oh, God.
So he's an idiot, and we figured we would roast him tonight.
I'm so proud of you for this show, Jeff, man. It has been so much fun. And when do you find out? When do you get word on whether whether it's going to come back and when?
I don't know. You know, we're just going to play it day by day and hope that the fans love it enough that Comedy Central brings us back. I got a real good feeling about it, though.
Well, it's hilarious. Season finale tonight at 10:30 on Comedy Central, or 7:30 if you get the satellite. And, of course, as Jeff mentioned, you can watch all the episodes leading up to it throughout the day. It is great. It is called The Burn. The Roastmaster General, Jeff Ross on the phone. Always great to catch up with you, my friend. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, you guys. Thanks for getting the word out. I love you guys.
Final look at the showbiz beat now. Here's Jonesy's Jukebox on K-Rock.
So, today in showbiz, nothing really happened because it's not a Tuesday.
Oh, wait. It is a Tuesday. Jonesy? Right.
So, then new releases happened today.
You know what? You may have to actually have Ralph step back in. We don't have the time to have you read the list.
You asked me to come in here and do this.
Right, but I forgot how slow.
And then you say to me, no, Jonesy, we don't want you in here.
Well,
to
you're
do
kinda
it.
You kinda do things at your own
so
pace, Jonesy, and I just
can leave now and send the other guy in. But you were the one who asked me to do it.
Dave, send Ralph back in. Would you have Ralph come in and take out the show?
Don't try to put this off on someone else. This is on you, Bean.
All right, maybe just this one story then. Maybe just the new releases, and then we'll bring Ralph in after that.
Releases.
Right, new music that comes out on Tuesdays.
New CDs.
Okay.
Released by other bands.
Okay, just tell us.
New music.
What's coming out today? We talked about the Killers, the new Killers album, Battleborn. That's available today. What else?
These CDs are available today.
Okay.
Tuesday,
right.
September the 18th.
Right, we covered all that. Just what else besides the Killers?
Starting with the Killers.
Okay, Jonesy, seriously.
Battleborn is the name of their new CD.
New album from the Killers. Looks great. What else?
The Killers with Battleborn.
Move on.
Next one after the Killers is Kanye West.
Yes, Kanye's got the new The Good Mixtape, right.
CD.
Right.
Called Good.
Good.
Music.
Music, right.
: Cruel Summer.
Cruel Summer. Okay,
cruel
those
summer.
Are the new releases here today on the camera.
Right.
No,
yay.
No,
thank you, Jonesy. Thank
yet.
You for
no,
what?
No, I've
we're
got
just
other, got other
right,
things.
But thank you for doing that, but let's bring Ralph back
there's
in to finish up.
Pink. Pink is here. The real Steve Jones just walked in the studio. I don't know what to do now. Can we get a live mic here
and a
headset for Mr. Jones in case he has a sort of comment he'd like to make about my showbiz report this morning? Oh, you got here's volume right there, sir. Yeah. Can we get his mic up?
Any mic.
Yeah, how's that?
There we go.
How are you, sir?
Hello, sir. How are you?
Sorry you had to hear that.
This is embarrassing.
No, I haven't heard anything. I keep hearing that you mimic me.
I do a little bit of you, yeah.
Is he good?
I don't know. Talk some more.
What should I say?
I don't know. What should you say?
What did you say last week?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I was doing the new releases of the new CDs because it's Tuesday.
You're going to make me talk like you now. Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, new releases. Yeah.
Yeah. New releases for Tuesday.
Wait, who's who here? We got Dueling Jonesy's going on. What the hell's going on
kind
here?
Kind of amazing.
He's here recording a show and he's down the hall, and so we were just talking about him, and then he came and walked in and made me self-conscious.
Yeah.
Hello, Doctor. I was talking like you, and then you walk in, and you give me that
look. It's like magic.
It is like magic. You look at me, and now you're making me all self-conscious.
And now I'm looking at you.
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
Yeah. Okay. And you're looking back, yeah. And we're having a laugh.
We're both looking at each other.
And we're having a laugh.
Yeah, we are.
This is like a funhouse mirror is what this is. Listen, Steve, is it true that your phone was ringing off the hook from your manager a couple of weeks ago when Ralph was on our show being you?
Yeah, I was in bed. Mm-hmm. And I woke up about 9-ish, and there was about 20 phone calls from my manager. I'm like, something must be wrong. So as I'm dialing her back, she's calling me again. She's going, what's going on? Are you on the Kevin and Bean show? You getting loaded? Are you high? What's happening? She was all worried that I was drinking and using again?
No.
Was you doing something that I was...
No, I think...
He was just slow.
I think the guys were commenting that maybe I seemed a little bit out of it as Steve Jones. Yeah. So maybe she was speculating. Perhaps that was the reason behind it. But no, yeah. I was just having a little fun, that's all.
You know what? Having a laugh.
Having a laugh.
You're having a laugh.
The,
as we say.
But the truth is, Steve, love. And this is this God's love. Honest truth. This is love. God's honest truth.
Wait, there's a lesson having going a on here.
Steve's teaching me how to do
go on, Zach. Go on, Zach.
Oh, we were having a laugh.
I was having a laugh.
I was having a laugh.
One more
Wait,
time.
One more time.
I was having a laugh.
I was having a laugh.
See, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
We were talking, and this is the God's honest truth. We'd never say anything behind your back that we wouldn't say to your face. We were saying how refreshing your Sunday night program is on K-Rock at 7 to 9 because you're not confined. You've got the luxury of time. You're not confined by the clock like we are where we're always, you know, we know we've got to be done in a minute. You know what I mean? And that's so refreshing these days on the radio. You don't hear that on very many shows.
Yeah, no, I love doing it on Sunday night. Play, you know, bring my own CDs in and play new music. It's I love doing it. It's great.
Oh, it's a great show.
But our favorite
show.
Part we were saying is when you tell a story, because you do have all the time in the world to sort of leisurely have a conversation with Kurt, and you guys just have a good time on Sunday nights. It's very pleasant.
Is it good to listen to?
It is. It's a great
listen. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're lucky to have you, Steve. That's the truth.
Does Kevin Weverly like it?
No. He hates it. He's not a fan.
Our boss hates it if anyone's talking on the radio ever. He doesn't
all
ever
music.
Want the microphone
he wants
to be
all
open.
Music all the time. Yeah. But what are we going to do?
Well, I guess I can get away with it because it's Sunday night. It's not, you know, a big listening night, is it?
I think I was surprised because when we did our little skit with you, people called in and said how much they love the show. Oh. I mean, we hadn't talked about it really before, but you have a ton of listeners who listen to our show and also listen to yours,
cool.
And they really enjoy it. Yeah.
Oh, good. They like talking then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
absolutely. See?
They like having a laugh.
They like having a laugh. Oh, yeah. Tom, you were at that party with the governor, whoever that was.
Yeah.
The one with the white hair.
Yeah, that's him.
That's him, yeah.
In Nobu.
Yeah, Nobu, yeah.
He was touching me.
Well, that's a whole other story for another time, Steve.
No, like, you know, like professionals, they're like this. They come up to you, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's
how
they tell you they're listening. They're connected with
exactly.
You, right?
Professional politicians.
That's
right. They're good at that.
Did you ever figure out who it was? Because I don't think we ever got to that part of the story. Which governor was it? Was it Gray Davis?
That's him.
Was that him?
That's him, yeah. Sweet, man. Was he a good governor?
No, he was recalled. He lost his job. He was such a bad governor.
Did he?
Yeah.
Lost his job. People hated him.
How dare him touch me?
Let me ask you one more thing, and I'm only brave enough to do this because I'm not in the room.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You brought up on the show that you had sex with Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
And that was a shocker to all of us, I think, because we just don't think of her running in the same circles as the legendary Sex Pistol Steve Jones. How did that happen?
Well, it was before she was famous.
Okay.
Was she a model?
She was a model.
And
what
imagine
were the circumstances? You made a party? Is that what happened? Or
no, I used to hang out with Mickey Rourke. We used to ride motorbikes in like the early 90s. And she was just hanging out in this shop that Mickey Rourke had in Beverly Hills. It was like a coffee shop thing. And, you know, there was no one wore helmets. I looked like an Adonis at the time. Fabio kind of looked. I had long hair and I was in good shape. And I used to get a lot of females back then.
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
And she was just one of many.
And it just at
I
the
don't
time,
even remember.
At the time, you didn't know that, hey, this is going to be memorable one day. But then a couple of years later, she's a big movie star. She's in The Mask. And you're like, hey, wait a minute. I shagged her, right?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I didn't shag her. Did the other thing.
Oh, the other thing.
I
right.
see. Okay.
The thing
right.
before the shagging.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's
okay.
fine. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not mad at that.
It still counts.
Right?
Still counts.
Yeah.
It's the W in the W column. That's what I look at.
Have you written your book yet, Steve?
No, not yet.
Oh,
but
you gotta. Don't take these stories to your grave, my friend.
Yeah, I know.
Share them
I
with
know.
The world.
I know. I should.
You've
do
had
it.
An extraordinary life.
I should do it before I have a heart attack.
Or just tune in on Sundays, and Steve will tell them one at a time.
Chapter by chapter.
That's right. You'll hear all the stories.
There's a lot more of celebrity concubines.
Oh.
Well, that night that I was listening, you mentioned Joan Jett. You believe that you're the one who turned her lesbian, right?
I did. I think so.
You were the last man she was ever with, as far as
Does
you know.
Does that mean she could never get any better than you, so she decided to give up on men, or she was so repelled by the experience
so disappointed,
that she
I think.
To play for the other team?
Either way, I don't care.
the scariest one for me, though, was Nancy Spungen.
Yeah.
That's just dangerous. That's just that's STD roulette right there, man.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Right. But when you're 20, you don't really think about things like that. Well, I didn't anyway.
No, any port in a storm, as they say.
Yes,
at that age.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You dodged a bullet there, man. In many ways.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right with the old the drug thing. Yeah.
That didn't go well.
Yeah.
Good all times. Right.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Steve.
Thanks for the loving around here.
Thanks for not being upset that I'm having a little fun.
I love it, man. You can do it all day long.
All right.
We don't have that kind of time.
You know, they said, Jones is here. Have you talked to him? I said, no. What if he's just being nice on the air, but really secretly he hates the fact that I do an impression of him? I don't want to be headbutted like a soccer hooligan or something.
Hey, man, if anyone's doing an impression of you, that's a sign of success.
That's true. It is a compliment.
You know, I just want you to know, it is completely coming from love and admiration. We're in no way making fun of you.
I get it. I think it's great. Carry on.
Jonesy's Jukebox, Sunday nights, 7 to 9.
Thank you.
Right,
bye-bye.
Thank you, Steve.
See you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was fun.
That was pretty exciting.
That was awesome. Ralph, your face when he walked in, you're like, uh-oh.
Well,
Esh.
What
a little pale.
I'm a huge Sex Pistols fan. I never met the man. And to meet him on the air while I'm doing an impression of him was risky business.
You don't know if he's there with a knife or what's going on, right?
Yeah, I'm just glad he's calm and clean and sober these days.
He's the coolest. He's just the coolest.
Yeah. I got nothing else to say.
Nah.
No, yeah. I think we're done at that point. Thank you very much to Jonesy for stopping by here on the Kevin Amin Show. We enjoyed that very much. Tomorrow, it's another all-new Kevin Amin Show. Beer Mug, you're going to be excited. Former Dodger great Jeff Kent is going to be joining us tomorrow.
Oh, I love his mustache.
Are we talking Survivor?
Yes, he's on because he is a contestant on the new Survivor.
I'm so excited about this season of Survivor. Starts on Wednesday night. You know, Michael's coming back. Remember, Michael was the guy who fell into the bonfire?
Yeah, the fire nap.
And he was in the water, and just the skin was just peeling off of his hands.
They had to helicopter him out, right?
Yeah, he's back for a second chance to play again since he got knocked out by injury. And Blair from The Facts of Life is on, and Jeff Kent. Interesting cast.
So what's the deal? Is it a mix of past contestants and celebrities? Or are there some regular people, too?
Regular people. Plus some people, I think three contestants who were taken out of the game because solely of injury. They never got a chance to complete because of injury. They're bringing three of them back to give them a chance to have a second chance. And there was a few celebrities who I think just applied like regular people and made the cut. And so CBS said, sure, and just because you're a celebrity, you're not discounted. So there's a few celebrities in the mix, too, because those people wanted to participate.
That'll be interesting talking to Jeff because, I mean, he just retired, a year ago, year and a half ago, something like that. So he's probably still in real good shape. He's probably a good competitor for something like
this,
too.
Exactly, yeah.
Anthony Jeselnik will be on the show today. He is very, very funny. We're also got more tickets to join us here at K-Rock next Monday for the Red Bull Sound Space at K-Rock. We'll have those for you every hour. It's tomorrow morning right here on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.